Tonight's starting lineups for the ball game. Tonight, our Tyler Brady is taking on the Brooklyn Cyclones. They are the New York Mets. Their manager is Gilbert Gomez. Pitching coach is Dan McKinney. Hitting coaches are Mark Nunez. Rest of coaching staff, John Boyd, Brayden Cylinder. Traffic Master is the strength condition coach, Joe Perillo, the trainer. Record 5-9. They're tied for fifth place here in Atlanta. They open playing South Field number 22, Nick Morabito. Batting second to DH, number 48, Nick LaRusso. Batting third to shortstop, number 1, Wilfredo Lara. Batting cleanup to second base, number 28, Jeffrey De Los Santos. Batting fifth to third base, number 3, Mateo Gil. Batting sixth to left field, number 27, Carell Pass. Batting seventh to right field, number 20, Omar De Los Santos. Batting eighth to first, number 21, Kellen Clark. Batting ninth, the catcher, number 52, Orangel Rodriguez. And on the mound, Felipe De La Cruz. The Renegades are an affiliate of the New York Yankees. Our managers, Nick Ortiz. Pitching coaches, Spencer Medick. Hitting coaches, Rick Warner. Derek Woodley coaches first base. Zach Wasserman coaches third base. And Derek Kelly is the trainer. Dylan Lynch is the strength and conditioning coach. They've got a record of 7-6. They're in second place. Here's the lineup. Leading off the playing second base, number 2, Rock Riggio. Batting second, playing shortstop, number 3, Jared Serna. Batting third and center field, number 1, Jace Amina. Batting cleanup, playing first base, number 13, Omar Martinez. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 9, Antonio Gomez. Batting sixth.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut, a perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York, it is time for Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Today, it is the final of a home-and-home, game 6 of 6 of this week, and the end of a 12-game and 12-day stretch for the Brooklyn Cyclones as they close up shop against the Hudson Valley Renegades. Hey everyone, what's going on? Happy Saturday. Great to have you on board with us alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. We're very happy to have Justin back with us as the Cyclones and Renegades close up shop here on what has been really kind of a chaotic week. The first four games of this series were all shutouts that the two teams split. Brooklyn lost the first before capturing victories on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then the series shifted gears up here to Wappingers Falls. Brooklyn got shut out 6-0 on Thursday, but how about the response we saw from the Cyclones a night ago? 25-minute rain delay, albeit Brooklyn took down the Renegades 8-3. Douglas Orellana, in his third appearance back since coming off of the injured list, only went one inning, and you'd figure that 25-minute delay probably had some hand in that as well. Orellana was on a pitch count to begin with. So now for the Cyclones, they had to turn the ball over to the bullpen, and well, the bullpen really got the job done. Three relievers, Ryan Ammons, Joelmy Ramirez, Justin Lawson. Ammons in his high A debut. They go win, hold, save in that order. So a pretty good day for the pitching. And then the offense contributing as well. Only two players in the Cyclones lineup failed to reach base yesterday, that being Nick LaRusso and Omar De Los Santos. But you look up and down the scorecard, and Justin, this was a Cyclone squad that anytime you score 8 runs on 9 hits, don't get me wrong, it's a good thing, but when you do it one day after getting shut out the night prior, it has to be all the more encouraging.
And it's even more encouraging when you consider who they accomplished the feat against, and that being Cam Schlittler, the right-hander for Hudson Valley, who ERA-wise has been one of the best pitchers in the South Atlantic League so far this season. So it wasn't like they did it against the bottom of the scrap heap. It is against one of the best arms in this Hudson Valley rotation, and it's a lot of credit, a lot of unsung heroes. Wilfredo Lara has picked things up over the course of the last several games, 7 for his last 14 coming into tonight. He's someone that will certainly be needed with Jesus Baez now on the IL. We don't know how long he will be out and when he may be available to return to this Brooklyn lineup. So Lara, as he has been really throughout the course of the season, a lot can be put on his shoulders, and so far so good, especially over the last couple of days. And Karel Paz as well, providing some big thump, and a bunch of different hitters in the lineup trying to find their rhythm again at the plate as we start getting into crunch time in the second half.
Yeah, Cyclones batters in the lineup tonight who had multi-hit days yesterday include the aforementioned Lara and Karel Paz. Also, Nick Morabito, who led off the contest with a triple and found his way on the bases 4 times, couple of hits, a walk, and a fielder's choice. So now we turn the page to the rare Saturday series finale. Usually we've got one more, a Sunday afternoon contest.
And that's everywhere in baseball.
Yeah, no, not the case. Obviously with the 4th of July sort of shifting things around as far as a couple of the quirks in the schedule are concerned. So Brooklyn will have off days Sunday and Monday after this stretch. But the first order of business will be the Cyclones trying to make it 4 of 6 here this week. Again, Brooklyn, if you view this as one whole series with the 3 in Brooklyn and the 3 here in Hudson Valley, has already clinched at the very least a series split. Again, if the Renegades take this one, it'll be an even 3-3 week for both squads. If Brooklyn takes this one, they will take 4 of those 6. As far as our pitching matchup is concerned on this Saturday night, we've got a pair of talented arms. First for the Cyclones, the lefty Felipe De La Cruz. He will make his 14th start of the season. He'll be opposed by Baron Stewart, a right-hander for Hudson Valley, making his 2nd appearance of the week for the Renegades. And these are two arms in De La Cruz and Stewart who have a bevy of experience against the lineup that they find themselves going up against on this Saturday night. De La Cruz, as you look at his game log, has already faced Hudson Valley twice this season and really kind of had two polar opposite outings. The one at home in Brooklyn was Felipe's best start of the year, hands down, not even close. 6 shutout innings, 2 hits, 13 strikeouts. But then a couple of weeks later up here in Wappingers Falls, he had probably his worst start of the year when he went only 1 inning and 1/3 and gave up 6 runs on 7 hits. As far as Baron Stewart and his experience against the Brooklyn Cyclones, 2 games this year, and both of them have been stellar. 6 innings of work for Stewart the first time he faced the Clones, where he didn't allow a run, 2 hits, and struck out 8. And then we saw him on Tuesday in the opener of this series down in Coney Island when he also picked up a win, much like he did in that June 12th appearance against the Cyclones when he went 6 2/3 scoreless. So Stewart, someone who was enjoying a nice campaign in Hudson Valley, did have one spot start with AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre back in late May. He's one of about three or four Hudson Valley starters who, for whatever reason, you'd figure just from a need-based standpoint, have had to go up to AAA to make a spot start for the Rail Riders. Stewart is one of them. He pitched well in that start against the Syracuse Mets of all teams, but was rewarded with, of course, the move back here to High A, where he's been solid ever since and trying to keep his season rolling in the right direction. All right, we'll step aside. When we come back, we will give you tonight's starting lineups for the Cyclones and the Renegades as we close up shop here from Heritage Financial Park on this Saturday night. Don't go anywhere. Cyclones pregame show. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Well, if you were with us yesterday at right about this time, just shy of 7 o'clock on the East Coast, that was when the sky opened up. Happy to report. Or maybe sad to report for me and Justin's sake, because it is a hot one here in Wappingers Falls that there is no rain. I'd like a nice little shower right now to cool us off. I might have to step outside and let the rain cool me off a little bit if any unexpected rain does start falling. But not as expected here on this Saturday as we're getting you set for Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, the finale of a six-game home-and-home, three in Brooklyn and three up here in the Hudson Valley region. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Cyclones, put together by their manager, Gilbert Gomez. Brooklyn comes into play today 5-9 in half number two. That is tied for fifth place with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. So here's the nine for the Clones on this Saturday. Nick Morabito following his 2-for-4 day and 4 trip to the bases day yesterday. Right back, penciled in at the leadoff spot, he plays center field. Nick LaRusso, the designated hitter, he's in the 2-hole. Wilfredo Lara will bat third and play shortstop. Lara, like Morabito, also had a pair of hits, pair of RBI singles for Wilfredo yesterday. Jeffrey De Los Santos up a couple of spots. He cleans up and plays second base on this series finale. Mateo Gil is the third baseman. He bats fifth. Karell Paz has been swinging a hot stick recently. He's bumped up a spot or two. He will hit sixth tonight and play left field. Omar De Los Santos opposite Paz. Omar in right. He bats seventh. Kellum Clark at first base. We saw Clark make his season debut at first base back on Thursday. He is back in there for this series finale today. He hits eighth. And Orangel Rodriguez will make his high A Cyclones debut. Rodriguez does the catching, so no Chris Suero in the lineup today for Brooklyn. Junior Tillian also a day off. And on the mound tonight for Brooklyn, it is the left-hander Felipe De La Cruz. Numbers on the season for Felipe across 56 innings. This will be his 14th start, 15th overall appearance. He's got a 4.02 ERA, 3-5 record, 68 strikeouts to 25 walks, a 1.39 whip. And one of the more impressive things about Felipe's season to date, his ability to keep the ball in the ballpark, only two home runs surrendered across those 56 innings. Now for the Home Renegades, 7-6, game over 500. Here's the 9 for Nick Ortiz. Rock Riggio leads off and plays second base. Jared Cerna hasn't had the best of series offensively, but he still does bat second and play shortstop. Jay Savina, the center fielder in the three spot. Omar Martinez cleans up and plays first base. Antonio Gomez does the catching. Gomez, who hit a solo home run back on Thursday, went 1-for-4 yesterday. Garrett Martin, after his day off yesterday, is in right field hitting sixth. Renny Ascanio, the third baseman, bats seventh. He's a switch hitter. Bo Brewer, the DH in the eighth spot. And Nelson Medina out in left rounds out the Renegades batting order. On the mound for Hudson Valley, a right-hander making his second start of the week, Baron Stewart, 55 2/3 innings with high A Hudson Valley. This will be his 12th start, 3.56 ERA, 5-2, 49 strikeouts, 25 walks, a 1.31 whip. One more time quickly for both squads. First, Brooklyn, Morabito, LaRusso, Lara, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Gil Paz, Omar De Los Santos, Clark Rodriguez with De La Cruz on the bump. And for the Renegades, Riggio, Cerna, Avina, Martinez, Gomez, Martin, Escanio, Brewer, Medina with Baron Stewart towing the rubber for the Yankees High A affiliate. All right, we've got the Subway Series High A edition coming your way. After the break, we'll get you over to Justin for first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on this series finale. Don't go anywhere. We'll have baseball coming your way after a short break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very humid Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York, and the final game of this six-game series, and believe it or not, folks, the final road game to be played here in Hudson Valley in the 2024 regular season as the Renegades and Cyclones get ready to play the final game of this six-contest home and home set. Barron Stewart on the mound for the Renegades tonight. We'll take a quick look at the Brooklyn lineup he'll face. If you missed it from Johnny on the pregame show, Nick Morabito, Nick LaRusso, Wilfredo Lara at the top, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Mateo Gil, and Karel Paz at the heart, with Omar De Los Santos, Kellum Clark, and Orangel Rodriguez making his high A debut, rounding out the Cyclones starting at nine. Barron Stewart on the mound for Hudson Valley, making his second start of the week. He was outstanding on Monday, picked up the win, 6'4", 209 pounds. Right-hander from Stewart, Florida. In that game on Monday, 6 2/3 innings, no runs, four hits. Did walk three and struck out four, but led the way as Hudson Valley shut out Brooklyn 5-0 in the series opener. Brooklyn has won three of the last four since then, but Stewart, last two starts against Brooklyn at 12 2/3 innings, six hits, no runs. So Nick Morabito will lead things off against him here on this Saturday night. And we're ready for baseball here in downstate New York. Stewart ready, Morabito ready. Our first pitch of the night is swung on and missed, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And we are underway at 7:07 Eastern time. Morabito, 2-for-4 last night, a triple, an RBI, walked and stole a base. The 0-1, and Morabito hits it off the hands on the ground, is short. Coming on is Serna, and he'll make the jump throw over to first base in time to retire the leadoff man. So one up and one down to start the night for Barron Stewart. Let's take a look at the defensive alignment behind him this evening. Left to right in the outfield, Nelson Medina, Jace Avina, and Garrett Martin. Third and first around the infield, Brenny Ascanio, Jared Serna, Rock Riggio, and Omar Martinez, with Antonio Gomez, the catcher, behind the plate. First pitch to Nick LaRusso is rolled on the ground, foul up the third baseline, and the count, no balls and a strike. Nick 0-for-5 last night, but did have an RBI. He's had a solid series this week, 6-for-20, hitting .266 on the year, 11 homers and 41 RBI. Stewart sets down by the belt, the 0-1, and LaRusso a high pop-up right side and out of play. And the count, no balls and two strikes. The numbers for Stewart so far in the South Atlantic League, making his 12th start, 5-2, a 3.56 ERA. 48 hits in 55 2/3 innings, 25 walks, just 49 strikeouts. And not a big strikeout pitcher, has predominantly been a ground ball guy, as LaRusso takes low. And the count, 1-2, didn't miss by much. Nearly clipped the bottom of the strike zone, but Stewart outstanding in that game against Brooklyn on the first of the month, and has just been outstanding against the Cyclones all year long. Fans clapping along the 1-2 pitch, and LaRusso grabs a piece off the hands, and it remains at a ball and two strikes. But Stewart, 12 2/3 innings, just six hits, no runs allowed against the Cyclones, has won both starts against them this season. A long pause, the 1-2, and a breaking ball outside and low. And the count even, two balls and two strikes. Stewart, fastball, slider, curveball. Also mixes in a changeup, undrafted free agent signee out of the University of Pittsburgh. They're starting his college career at University of South Florida in Tampa. The 2-2 to LaRusso, and this one yanked foul down the left field line. And out of play, it remains at two balls and two strikes.
And yeah, Justin, it's not as if Barron Stewart is having some otherworldly season. He's having a good year, don't get me wrong, ERA of 3.56. But for whatever reason, his numbers against the Cyclones has been as shut down as they come.
Has had their number all year. The 2-2 pitch, and LaRusso, a high fly ball to center. Back into his right, Avina. This will stay in the ballpark. And back into his right in front of the warning track, makes the catch for the second out. So LaRusso just missed barreling it up. And the first two retired brings up Wilfredo Lara. Lara's had himself an outstanding series. 2-for-4 last night, was on base three times with a walk. Drove in a couple of runs in the Brooklyn win. 7 for 18 in this set. And a four-game hit streak, 7 for his last 14. The righty fires, and Lara takes outside. And the count 1-0. Lara, 236 average, 4 homers, 25 RBI. Shadows creeping in from the third base side, as well as from behind, home the 1-0. And Lara takes a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Right now, the pitcher's mound covered in the shadows, as is the batter's circle. But top half of Barron Stewart's body still in the sunlight. The 1-1. That bounces in the dirt, down and away. 2 balls and a strike. So we'll see if the shadow is causing any tricks for the batters at the plate right now. But won't be an issue for much longer. It has been a humid day. Not only here in the Hudson Valley, but throughout the tri-state area, as Lara pulls it just foul down the third base line. Missed being fair by a matter of inches. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. But right now, according to AccuWeather, here in Wappingers Falls, New York, it is 92 degrees. And the real feel up near 100 at 97. So it is toasty tonight here in Dutchess County. The righty is 2-2, and Lara swings and misses for strike 3. Pulled the string on the changeup, and Barron Stewart extends his scoreless streak against Brooklyn to 13 and two-thirds innings as he retires the side in order in the first. Needed 14 pitches to do it. We're through a half. It's Brooklyn nothing, and Hudson Valley coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Felipe De La Cruz on the mound for Brooklyn tonight. A quick run through the Hudson Valley lineup. He will face Reggio, Serna, and Avina. At the top in the middle tonight, it'll be Martinez, Gomez, and Martin, with Ascanio, Brewer, and Medina rounding out the starting nine. Felipe De La Cruz rounding out the week for Brooklyn in the rotation. 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, 23 years old from Yamasa. In the Dominican Republic, the lefty Reggio, first man to face him. And the first pitch, fastball over for a strike at 95 in the count 0-1. De La Cruz from the third base side, the 0-1. Reggio checks his swing. Did he go on appeal? You bet, says the base umpire. And the count, no balls and two strikes. Reggio can't believe it and asks for time. Our umpire and crew here tonight behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. It's Justin Hopkins. Shane Sullivan made that call on the bases, the 0-2. And Rodriguez thought he had strike 3, and it probably should have been a fastball right at the chest. But De La Cruz does not get the high strike, and now Brooklyn's dugout chirping at the home plate umpire Hopkins. The 1-2 rolled on the ground to second. To his left is Jeffrey De Los Santos, and he'll make the play on a first for the first out of the ballgame. So, one up, one down. Let's take a look at Brooklyn defensively behind Felipe tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Karel Paz, Nick Morabito, and Omar De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, Mateo Gil, Wilfredo Lara, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Kellum Clark with Oronel Rodriguez behind the plate making his high A debut. Jared Cerna the batter, righty hitter. And Felipe misses up and away in the count 1-0. Numbers for De La Cruz so far this year, making his 15th appearance and 14th start. 3-5, an ERA just over 4, as Cerna takes down an in 2-0. 53 hits in 56 innings, 25 walks to 68 strikeouts. De La Cruz, no decision last Sunday in Aberdeen. The lefty's 2-0, inside and low. 3 balls and no strikes. But 4-plus innings in that game against Aberdeen last Sunday, gave up 4 runs, 3 earned. Struck out 6 batters and walked 2. In that wild game in which Brooklyn lost after rallying for 4 in the ninth to take the lead. After a 19-minute rain delay, Tavian Josenberger hit the walk-off homer as Cerna swings through a fastball at 95. And the count 3-1.
Yeah, but make no mistake, Justin, this Brooklyn squad has put that Aberdeen series in the rearview mirror.
Cerna puts one in the air, right center field. Long run for Morabito to his left, and he'll have to play it on a hop. Cerna makes a turn at first and holds on there. So the first base hit of the ball game belongs to Jared Cerna. And the Renegades with one on and one out for Jay Savina.
Well, you knew it was only a matter of time until Cerna was going to sort of find his footing offensively. It had been a rough go for him, but no day better than today to try to get things going in the right direction.
Yeah, came into play today hitting under .150 in his last 15 games. And now Jay Savina, who has been the opposite over the last period of time. And he swings through a high fastball, 0-1. Avina, you look at his last 12 since the 21st of June. Hitting .381. With an OPS over 1,100. The 0-1 to the righty, and a breaking ball hit in the air to center. Playable for Morabito, coming in a few steps. And straight away, center makes the grab. And there are 2 out. So 2 up, or rather 2 down, 1 on. And that'll bring up the first baseman tonight, Omar Martinez. Martinez 1-for-3 in last night's ball game with a walk and an RBI. Hitting at .239, 9 homers, 28 batted in. Hit a home run in the Independence Day game on Thursday. Lefty-lefty matchup. De La Cruz comes home and offers a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. De La Cruz, like Baron Stewart, making his third start of the year against his opponent tonight. And De La Cruz has had 2 diametrically opposite starts against the Yankees affiliate. The lefty's 0-1, a little bit high. And the count, 1-1, 95-mile-an-hour fastball that time. But his first start against Hudson Valley, struck out 13 batters, was 1 shy of matching the Cyclone single-game franchise record. Was South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Week. The 1-1. Inside and low, 2 balls and a strike. But his last start against Hudson Valley here back on the 12th of June was one of the toughest starts of his pro career. Throw over to first, and Cerna dives back. Gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, lasted just an inning and a third. Left with Brooklyn trailing 6-0. That was the wild game in which Jeffrey Colon went 6 2/3 of scoreless relief to close the night. The lefty's 2-1, and Martinez a foul tip off the glove of Rodriguez. Another fastball at 95, and the count even at 2.
So you'd figure, law of averages would tell us, Felipe tonight will be somewhere in the middle, closer to where that ERA is on the year at 4.02.
Cerna takes his lead. The set, the 2-2. And Martinez reaches for the slider and fouls it back into the seats. It remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. De La Cruz, fastball, slider, changeup, his 3-pitch arsenal. It's been a bumpy go for him really since that first start against Hudson Valley. After that start, went back home to the Dominican Republic after the passing of his grandfather. Missed his spot in the rotation the following week as Martinez fouls it away to the left and remains at two balls and two strikes. And since he came back at the start of June, has struggled to refine his rhythm, and ERA up around 7.5. Now, a lot of that ballooned because of that start here in Hudson Valley, giving up six in an inning and a third. But starting to find his rhythm once more. Throw over to first, and again, Serna dives back safely. Also had to stretch him back out a little bit further. Didn't let him go as deep into games. His first start back after missing a week. Trying to protect that gifted left arm. Runner goes the 2-2. Martinez off the hands in his center. Coming in is Morabito. Sunglasses on. Makes the catch by the bill of his cap. And the side retired. So Hudson Valley gets a one-out base hit, but that is all at the end of an inning of play. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Back here at Heritage Financial Park. Scoreless game through one inning. Calling all kids. Only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do is read four books in your free time and tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Jeffrey De Los Santos, Mateo Gil, Karell Paz, the three due up to bat in the inning. Well, he originally had Omar De Los Santos, his head shot on the video board, but a last-second change to Jeffrey, and they got the right man on the video board in left center. Baron Stewart chooses the right pitch to start the inning, a changeup as Jeffrey in front. No balls and a strike. De Los Santos, 1-for-3 yesterday, a double, a walk, a couple of runs scored. And the righty fires low. It's a ball and a strike. Jeffrey hitting .219 in 47 games with Brooklyn. Four homers, 19 RBI. Just 9 for his last 54 coming into tonight. Shadows now covering the mound and most of the infield as De Los Santos flares one to center. And that'll dunk down in front of Jay Savina for a base hit. So Jeffrey De Los Santos has the first knock of the night for Brooklyn. And the leadoff man on to start the second inning. So one on and nobody out for Mateo Gil. Trying to snap an 0-for streak in this series, 0-for-10. Was 0-for-4 in the game on Thursday night, hitting at .217 in 40 games with Brooklyn. Three home runs, 17 RBI, and the righty's first pitch rolled on the ground is short, could be two. Serna on to second for one. Reggio back to first, double play. And as quickly as Brooklyn gets a leadoff single, it is erased. And there are two out here in the top of the second inning.
Hudson Valley in the middle infield has a real nice combination between Jared Cerna at short and Rock Riggio at second. Those are two very sound gloves defensively that really take away almost the entirety of the middle of the infield.
Well, Baron Stewart has forced four double plays during his time with Hudson Valley this year as the first pitch to Karell Paz misses low 1-0. Johnny, three of them have been against Brooklyn. One in each start now. As Paz takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, it's 1-1.
And Stewart, a guy who doesn't pride himself on striking too many guys out, content to sort of pitch to contact and gets the double play.
1-1 misses outside. Changeup from Stewart. Two balls and a strike. Paz 2-for-4 last night, a double. Couple of runs batted in, also stole a bag, getting a .189 on the year. 21-for-111. The righty's 2-1, and Paz takes a strike on the outer half. Another change, it's 2-2. Paz, three homers, 10 RBIs, but has found his rhythm lately. Last five games, dating back to that series finale in Aberdeen last Sunday. 7-for-19 with three extra base hits. Trying to spark a two-out rally here. Third baseman playing off the line. Stewart's 2-2. And that pitch misses low. And the count full at 3-2. And despite the humidity, picturesque day, though, in Wappingers Falls. Blue skies up above. Really no real clouds to make out unless you really look up by the top peaks of Bear Mountain beyond right field. The payoff pitch, and Paz drills one in the air to right. Straight at Garrett Martin, who had to shield his eyes from the sunshine beating down on him, but able to snare the line drive to close out the inning. Brooklyn gets a leadoff single, but send the minimum to the plate thanks to a double play. No runs, a hit, nobody left. At the end of 1.5, it is still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, it's Wade Davis Day at the ballpark here in Hudson Valley. He pitched for the Renegades back in 2005. Davis out here today with his family. He's part of the Renegades' 30th anniversary celebration, retiring his number 33 that he wore as a member of Hudson Valley back in 2005. Here tonight, and maybe trying to rub it in a little bit to the Mets fans that made their way out to the ballpark here tonight, showing the career highlights for Wade Davis in his career. And, of course, the last one they showed was the final out of the 2015 World Series at Citi Field. The first pitch of the inning to Antonio Gomez waved at and missed. And the count, no balls and a strike. Gomez, Martin, Ascanio. Three scheduled to bat. Is this one a dribbler past the mound? Going to be a tough play, but they ruled it a foul ball. But no, they called catcher's interference. They called catcher's interference on Oranjel Rodriguez. And that is the fourth time in the last two series, unless it happened in the last two nights as well, Johnny, that I missed. That's the fourth time in the last two series Brooklyn catchers have been called for catcher's interference. Something we really hadn't seen much at all through the first two-plus months of the season.
Yeah, an odd quirk, and what makes it all the more interesting is that, obviously, Rodriguez is making his debut tonight So it's not as if it's been one guy who has been the culprit.
It had been Christian Pregent the last three times. And the first pitch to Garrett Martin, fall, fouled back and out of play. And the count 0-1. So that'll be an error against Rodriguez that allows the leadoff man to reach for Hudson Valley here in the bottom of the second inning. 0-1, the count on Garrett Martin. The lefty kicks and fires, and a fastball sails up and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Martin did not play last night, 0-3 with a walk on Thursdays. Been quieted a little bit in this series, just 1-for-10, has only hit a home run back on Monday night. The 1-1 and a high fastball at 94, two balls and a strike. Also worth noting, it was the second inning the last time De La Cruz was here that things went off the rails. Trying to find a way to power through this frame here tonight. The lefty is 2-1, and Martin sends it out of play. Two balls and two strikes, hitting at 208 on the year, 44 games, seven homers, 24 RBI, but has been on an offensive tear, five homers in his last 11 games, and OPS over 1,000 in that span. Gomez takes his lead. The 2-2 pitch, and Martin hits it well but foul. Towards the third base dugout, it remains 2-2. Brooklyn wearing the road grays here tonight. BKLYN and Old English Navy lettering across the chest. Navy sleeves on those gray tops. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. De La Cruz gets the one he wants. The 2-2 pitch, high fastball at 95, and the count now full. Gray pants down to the ankles for Felipe. Navy piping along the side. Silver and white cleats buried into the stadium mound. Navy cap, Navy bill with the powder blue interlocking BC on the front. The payoff pitch, and Martin shoots it back to the screen. It remains a full count on the Hudson Valley right fielder. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowitz on this Saturday night. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley scoreless in the final game of this six-game series. Another payoff, and this time a slider misses down and in for ball four. So a catcher's interference and a walk and an inauspicious start to the second inning for De La Cruz. Two on with nobody out. So that'll bring up Brenny Ascanio. Switch hitting infielder, has not played since Wednesday in Brooklyn. Ascanio, 2-for-4 that night with a couple of strikeouts. Hitting at 289 in his first 12 games with Hudson Valley, 11-for-38. Five doubles, five RBI. Well, bat right-handed against the lefty. And De La Cruz again misses outside of the change. 1-0. Scanio joined Hudson Valley during the last series Brooklyn played here in the middle of June. 1-0. Outside, two balls and no strikes, trying another changeup.
This Renegade squad is at their best, Justin, when they work long at bats. And right now here in this second inning, you just saw it from Martin moments ago, they are not doing Felipe De La Cruz any favors as far as swings and misses out of the zone.
The 2-0, way up and in, overthrew a fastball at 94. And now De La Cruz in danger of walking the bases loaded with nobody out. Not only has the second inning been a problem for De La Cruz here in Hudson Valley, he has just struggled away from Maimonides Park this year. He has as violent of home road splits as anybody on the Brooklyn pitching staff. The 3-0. There's a ground ball to second, could be two. Gobbled up there by Jeffrey De Los Santos. Steps on the bag, throws to first, double play. Well, you couldn't have asked for anything better than that if you're Felipe De La Cruz. Behind in the count, 3-0, 2-1, nobody out. Brenny Ascanio gets the green light and grounds into a tailor-made 4-3 double play.
And that's where, to my point earlier, I wholeheartedly disagree with giving Ascanio the green light there, particularly with the way De La Cruz had been lacking the control over the course of the inning up until now.
And it's something that has happened top to bottom throughout minor league baseball. It's not just the Yankees affiliates. It's not just the Mets affiliates. As this another one stung off the end of the bat to second. And an easy play for Jeffrey De Los Santos to throw out Bo Brewer and end the inning. But that is a thing throughout baseball these days. No more are there any red lights on 3-0. Doesn't matter if you're a 400 hitter or a guy who's 0 for 50. You're going to get the green light for better or for worse, and for the Cyclones' case, this time it's for the better. So Hudson Valley threatens without the benefit of a base hit and can't cash in. No runs, no hits, an error, one man left after two. Still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. They can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Back here in Hudson Valley as we move to the top of the third inning. Bottom third of the lineup due up for the Cyclones. Reminder, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality. Like the Cyclones get on the road, visit PanoramaBusTours.com. And with the play-by-play here in the third, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Thanks, Justin. After we practically played Twister to rearrange our spots, as Omar De Los Santos shows bunt, then pulls back. 1-0 the count on Omar, batting seventh for Brooklyn tonight. And playing right field, it is 7-8-9, due up to face the right-hander Baron Stewart. Stewart deals a 1-0, and De Los Santos takes a called strike. It is 1-1. So Stewart has not been 6-up, 6-down, but he has faced the minimum. Jeffrey De Los Santos led off the second inning with a single, but then Mateo Gil hit into a 6-4-3 double play as De Los Santos takes a 1-1 a little bit outside. Two balls and one strike to Omar. Omar at just a .147 in Brooklyn this season. You go back to his final games with Double A Binghamton, he's just 1-for-23. 2-1. De Los Santos waves and misses. And it's 2-2. Omar 0-for-4 yesterday. Struck out three times, including one of those where he was really fooled on a slider that was about 2 or 3 feet in the lefty batter's box, but couldn't hold. Now he'll try to avoid a similar fate here, 2-2. Renegades infield playing back. Stewart ready to go. He fires home down and outside, 91 with the heater. And it is 3-2. De Los Santos a righty, Kellum Clark on deck, Aranjel Rodriguez in the hole, both lefties in this top of the third inning. No score from Wappingers Falls. Here's a payoff. De Los Santos cuts and misses down on strikes. Good changeup that time from Baron Stewart. He's got his second strikeout of the night. Bases empty, one gone here. Top three, still scoreless.
Yeah, now Omar just 1-for-20 since returning to Brooklyn from Double-A, and probably also a little bit of a learning curve back for Omar, considering he didn't play all that frequently, at least in the lineup, during his time at Double-A.
K Kellum Clark next. Righty arm working on the lefty bat, and Clark gets a line drive to right center field. That sinks in front of the center fielder, Avina, and Kellum Clark is aboard. He was just 1-for-37 prior to that at-bat. So Kellum has to feel good about that base hit with one out here in the top of the third.
And it's a nice, clean, solid single off the barrel into right center field. And a great way for Brooklyn to start with one out in the third inning.
So now the first at-bat at the high A level for Aranjel Rodriguez. The catcher takes a first pitch inside, ball one. It was great meeting Aranjel yesterday, part of our responsibilities when a new player added to the roster to obtain the number. And I caught Aranjel right as he was getting that jersey yesterday. Number 52, tried it on, fit perfectly, and so 52 it is. He hits this pitch on the ground up the middle, could be two. Cerna, the shortstop, steps on the second base pillow and rifles over to first to retire the side. So yet again, Barron Stewart allows a single in the inning with one out or fewer, but gets through the frame facing the minimum. No runs, one hit, and nobody left on the double play. Through two and a half, we are still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
I hope everything's going great with Stanley up with AA Binghamton. Here with High A Brooklyn, we move to the bottom of the third. No score between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on this Saturday evening. Thanks so much for spending some time with us with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. 9-1-2, two up to face Felipe De La Cruz, the southpaw. Back out for his third inning of work tonight. First toss, hit on the ground, third base way. It's the shortstop, Lara, who collects and rifles over to first in time. One gone.
That was almost a disaster there at third. Mateo Gil ranging away to his left. And just at the last second, able to avoid making contact with the ball for Lara to field it cleanly. And then high-tailed it as close as he could get to the third base bag to give Lara an angle to throw. So a good job by Gil being able to get out of the way, and a nice job by Lara not being distracted.
Yeah, that could have been ugly. Now back to the top for Rock. Riggio pitch, and Riggio leans up and in out of the way of a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball and no strikes. Rock 0-for-1, grounded out to second, his first time up tonight. De La Cruz likes to work quickly, another 1-0 upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. That's far from the first time today we've seen an elevated fastball from De La Cruz, perhaps just overthrowing a little bit here. Short wind, 2-0. Down and outside. Slider that time from De La Cruz, who now has to dig himself out of a 3-0 hole. But Riggio, the leadoff batter for Hudson Valley, always patient. Let's see what he does here. 3-0. Down and away, ball four. Pitch in the dirt. It wasn't even close. So Riggio tosses that bat to the dugout on the third base side and hustles down to first with a one-out walk.
Make it now a 23-game on-base streak for Riggio, who after a slow start to this season has really started to make a name for himself here with Hudson Valley.
Runners have reached in all three frames so far for the Renegades, but they have not scored as of yet. That's the second walk allowed tonight by Felipe De La Cruz. Now he gets Jared Cerna. First toss. Cerna takes called strike on the outer edge, 94 on the gun. Nothing and one. Cerna out of the two spot for Hudson Valley, just three for his last 25 entering play today. So now he can make him four for his last 26. He did single in the first. Kellum Clark, Brooklyn first baseman, holding Reggio on, who is about six strides off the bag. 0-1 is a bunt, but Cerna fouls it right-hand side. Nothing and two. Right idea, just not exactly perfect execution to get that runner over. And now he's behind, no balls and two strikes. Cerna listed at just 5'7". But he does have some sneaky pop for someone of his stature. Open stance from the righty batter's box. Nothing and two with a runner on first and one away. De La Cruz from the stretch, set at the chest. Fastball misses high and outside. One ball and two strikes. Jay Savina on deck, then Omar Martinez would be next. Here in this scoreless tie, bottom of the third. Most of the turf field is covered in shadows at this point. Couple of pockets of sunlight. 1-2 up coming from De La Cruz. The lefty throws over to first, and Reggio back safely. The area that is bathed in the most sunlight right now is right field, where Omar De Los Santos has plenty of real estate of sun either to his left or right. But other than that, not much to go around. Plenty of blue sky still left overhead, though. 1-2, runner goes, down and in, ball two. Throw down from Rodriguez, late. Reggio beat it out. You thought maybe he overslid the bag, but kept that hand on the pillow. So Rock swipes a stolen base, and Hudson Valley is in business with a runner in scoring position and only one out in a 2-2 count on one of their better hitters, Jared Cerna. Reggio did steal three bags yesterday, so he's got four over the course of the past game and change. Can Cerna take advantage of it here? 2-2. Pitch home. Up and away, ball three. And again, another Renegades batter who is really making Felipe De La Cruz work. Dangles that left arm across his frame. Gets the sign from his battery mate Rodriguez and comes set at his belt. Stare back towards second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high hit fly ball, twisting foul. And out of play, out of the concourse. So we'll do it again at 3-2. Cerna at 253 on the season with Hudson Valley. Again, not having his best week offensively. Cyclones pitching has done their job when it comes to trying to hold Cerna in check. But he is 1-for-1 so far today. And up in a big spot here in this scoreless tie with Reggio looming large off second base. Rodriguez had a brief conversation with De La Cruz, pitcher and catcher getting on the same page on the mound. Now Rodriguez back behind home, and we are ready to go for a big 3-2 pitch upcoming. Reggio off second, De La Cruz comes set, stares down the runner at second base, lifts that leg and deals, swing and a miss, strike three. Up in the zone, elevated fastball from De La Cruz, and Cerna could not do anything with it. That's only the first strikeout of the night for Felipe. But don't let that take away from how important of a strikeout it was. Now a much more digestible scenario here. With a runner on second and two gone, here's Jace Avina, a righty hitter. Pitch. Avina takes outside in the lefty batter's box. One ball and no strikes. Avina at 286 with Hudson Valley. Couple of hits yesterday, scored a run, drove one in as well. And Avina has enjoyed a nice series here for the Renegades. A one home. Avina takes outside. Pardon me, the count, two balls and no strikes. Jace part of the Jake Bowers trade back in November that sent the former Yankee outfielder over to the Milwaukee Brewers. De La Cruz behind 2-0. De Los Santos holds the runner on at second. Pitch home. Inside, ball three. So De La Cruz has now thrown 47 pitches tonight, only 25 of them for strikes. A little over 50% of his pitches have sizzled across the zone for a strike. Behind 3-0, see if he has the green light here. Up and away, and that's ball four. So that is the second walk of the inning issued by Felipe De La Cruz. And that is going to prompt a visit from Brooklyn's pitching coach, Dan McKinney. McKinney out of the dugout, walks onto the turf field. Brooklyn's third baseman, Mateo Gil, and Aranjel Rodriguez, the catcher, also involved in this conversation. So a four-man chat going on atop the pitcher's mound right now. Just trying to get on the same page as De La Cruz has missed his spots here in the third. He has walked a pair. But the silver lining for Felipe is that no runs home as of yet. It's first and second with two gone. And Omar Martinez, Hudson Valley's cleanup hitter, set to come to bat. Home crowd getting into it here on this Saturday night. They're looking forward to a post-game fireworks show following the conclusion of this one. Renegades trying to provide some spark offensively here in the bottom of the third. No score. Hudson Valley has runners on first and second after a couple of walks. Omar Martinez, the lefty swinging first baseman, up to bat. De La Cruz, after the brief mound visit, deals home. Swinging a line drive, left field, pause toward the line. He won't get there. It's over his head. It clangs off the fence. One run in to score. Here comes Riggio to the plate. Relay, he dropped it. He's safe. Martinez all the way up to third base amidst the chaos as Hudson Valley hops out to a 2-0 lead. Well, if that throw was a little more on the money, Brooklyn had Jay Savina dead to rights at home plate, but Rodriguez could not quite squeeze it, and instead the Renegades hop out in front by a pair here in the third. Good piece of hitting by Omar Martinez, who stands on third base as Antonio Gomez digs in. Renegades now playing from out in front for the first time tonight. So it's a double for Martinez, who took third on the throw. And the first pitch breaking ball is cut on and missed by Gomez. Nothing and one. So both Riggio and Avina home to score as Hudson Valley pounces first on this Saturday. This one hit on the ground right at Lara at short. He scoops it up and relays over to first. Side retired, but the damage done. Hudson Valley, two runs with only one base hit. Couple of walks sprinkled in there as well. They do leave a runner on third. At the end of three, the Renegades lead it. It is 2-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Well, for the first time tonight, now Brooklyn playing come from behind. Hudson Valley just plated a pair in the bottom of the third on a two-run double from Omar Martinez. Martinez, who has had himself a real nice mini three-game homestand, went 1-for-3 yesterday with a run batted in and was 2-for-4 with a big three-run home run back on Thursday as well. So he is back for more blood here in this series finale, and now Brooklyn will go back to the top here to get inning number 4 underway against the righty Baron Stewart, who's faced the minimum through 3. First pitch to Morabito, shows bunt, gets it down. Good one down the third baseline. Escanio in, bare hands, but his throw late. Well, not a bad effort whatsoever by Brenny Escanio, but that ball plays perfectly by Nick Morabito. You combine the placement with Nick's speed, and there was only so much Escanio could do in that scenario. So Brooklyn hasn't had much offense, getting a little creative here to try to make something happen in the fourth, trailing 2-0.
We'll see if Morabito is off here as well.
He's got a huge lead, so wouldn't be shocked whatsoever. First pitch to LaRusso. Swing and another foul just to the left of home. Nothing and one on Nick. 0-for-1, flied out to center his first time up. Nick has seen the average dip to 266 after an 0-for-5 day yesterday, but still enjoying a heck of a campaign here in Brooklyn at the high A level, where he's been all season, 11 homers, 41 RBIs. Righty batter with a closed stance, awaiting an 0-1 delivery from Baron Stewart, the former Pittsburgh Panther. 0-1 home. LaRusso takes a breaking ball just on the outside corner for a called strike. And Nick behind quickly, nothing and two. Kind of in two opposite scenarios tonight with these two pitchers. Felipe De La Cruz consistently falling behind. Baron Stewart making it his priority to try to get ahead early and has done that here. 0-2 on LaRusso. Twist and a toss over to first. Morabito just back. That was a little too close for comfort for Morabito, who again continues to possess those large leads off the first base bag. That's where Omar Martinez holds him on. Nicks all the way in front of that cutout. Nothing and two on LaRusso. See if Stewart wants to waste one here. He's going to try again on Morabito, but same result. Nick back safely, got that right hand underneath Martinez's tag. Nothing and two on Nick LaRusso. Cyclones down a pair here at top of the fourth, and they will call a balk on Baron Stewart. So how about that? Nick Morabito doesn't even need to try to steal second base. He can take it freely on Stewart's balk. I didn't see anything too egregious from Stewart, but I guess they say he broke that set after the hands came together. And now Antonio Gomez is going to go out there, Hudson Valley catcher, and if nothing else, just try to calm him down a little bit. After all, he is still ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. So a runner in scoring position here for the Cyclones.
And I think part of what they called the balk there is not so much that what Baron Stewart did while he was on the rubber, it was that he had thrown over to first base a couple of times and then took a third step off, not being aware that
he had
used both step offs to throw over. So even though he just stepped off in order to go through the pitches again, it's still not allowed. That was the third time, so Morabito given second.
And that's spot on, Justin, because like I said earlier, didn't see anything that screamed balk as the runner goes. LaRusso hits it to third, and the tag directly applied. No, he missed them. Morabito is safe. Brenny Escanio smacks both hands on the brown turf, and Nick Ortiz out of the dugout on the third base side to have a word with Shane Sullivan. I don't think anyone in the ballpark thought Nick Morabito was safe there, but that was the call, and if it stands, which it appears as if it will, Brooklyn will have runners on the corners with nobody out.
Yeah, I mean, that was just bad luck for Brooklyn. Morabito was off on the pitch. LaRusso pulled one right at the third base bag, right into where Morabito would be sliding into third, so Nick had nowhere to go, and it looked like Escanio applied the tag on the legs of Morabito. The only thing I could think of is if maybe Escanio dropped the ball for a second and we didn't see it from our vantage point. But it certainly feels at this moment, Johnny, that the Cyclones caught a break.
And an opportunity here where you really have to cash in, to be frank. Down a pair, nobody out. Your number three batter up to bat in Lara. And Lara puts this one in the air pretty well. Struck to left field. Medina moving back on it. On the warning track, makes the catch. Surely deep enough to plate Morabito for a sacrifice fly. And Brooklyn shaves the deficit in half. It's 2-1. Nice piece of hitting by Lara, recognizing that all he needed to do was hit a deep fly ball. That is indeed what he did, and Brooklyn has their first run of the night.
And he just missed really barreling it up and getting it up and out of this ballpark.
Now Jeffrey De Los Santos, runner on first and one gone. First pitch, down and in, and it hit Jeffrey De Los Santos right on the shoot top. So LaRusso's going to take second as Jeffrey De Los Santos will take first base. If you hear a deep growling voice through our crowd mic right now, that is because Batman has made his way into the section just in front of our visiting broadcast booth here at Heritage Financial Field.
You know, we were joking earlier this week that, Jay Savina had the spider bite that caused him to miss some time. We had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at the game on Tuesday night, and I joked that we were missing Batman in that game. And I guess Hudson Valley heard me, and Batman's made his way to the ballpark here tonight. He's apologizing, so he's a good Batman.
This one hit on the ground, threw on the left side, windmill for LaRusso, who's charging home. Here comes the throw. He's out. Picture-perfect throw to home to get LaRusso in time. And Brooklyn fails to equalize here as Nick out at the plate. Second out of the inning.
A good throw in from left by Medina. Looked like LaRusso had gotten maybe underneath that tag at the plate, but don't get the call from the home plate umpire.
You've got Gill, who took second in the process. And Jeffrey De Los Santos up to third base. Infield swings around to the right. And a first pitch called strike on the inside corner to the lefty swinging Karel Paz. Just a single for Gill, who took second, of course, on that throw home by Medina. Two in scoring position here for Brooklyn, down by one. A one home. Paz takes a little bit low. One ball and one strike. Paz starting to turn his season around a little bit. 7 for his last 19 at the plate. Has seen the batting average increase to .189. Multi-hit day yesterday. A double, also drove in a pair and scored a run himself. 1-1 home. And Paz takes down and away. 2-1. On the release of that pitch, Jeffrey De Los Santos was practically almost halfway home, trying to prance around and get in the head of Baron Stewart, the righty pitcher, who has not pitched poorly tonight, but this has been his roughest inning by far. The other three face the minimum. 2-1 inside, three balls and a strike. Or rather, a called strike on the inside corner. 2-2 to Paz. All out of sorts, calls for time. Paz flied out to right his first time up. That concluded the top of the second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-1 Renegades. 2 in scoring position for Brooklyn. Here's the pitch. Paz hits it foul on the ground, first base side. It remains 2-2. So Baron Stewart, at 45 pitches now through 3 and change, has done a nice job being economical, keeping that pitch count down to the best of his ability. But Brooklyn a chance to take the lead here should Paz record a hit. 2-2 home. Paz hits it on the ground right at the first baseman Martinez. Vacuums it there and jogs to the first base bag to retire the side. So Brooklyn does get one back on a sacrifice fly, but that's it in the top of the fourth. We go to the home fourth. Hudson Valley leading it 2-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Well, Brooklyn had runners on second and third with two outs in the top of the fourth, but a Correll Paz ground out ended the frame after the only run Brooklyn could muster came home on a sacrifice fly from Wilfredo Lara. So our score is Renegades 2, Cyclones 1. Moving right along here, bottom four, Felipe De La Cruz's first pitch is downstairs 1-0 to Garrett Martin. Hudson Valley will send 6-7-8 up to bat, starting with Garrett Martin, a righty batter. Southpaw De La Cruz delivers inside, ball two. And yet again, De La Cruz falling behind. He is not helping himself out in that regard. Not missing by much, 2-0. Swinging a fly ball, right-hand side. Omar De Los Santos, the right fielder, into foul ground. The first baseman, Clark, can't make the underhand grab. Well, Clark took an awkward route to get to that baseball, was coming in on it with his back facing home, and it would have been a heck of a snag. Wind might have took it at the last second as well. So a very loud strike one. It's 2-1 on Martin. Garrett walked his first time up, then was plucked off the base paths on a Brenny Ascanio double play. 2-1, De La Cruz deals. Swing and a fly ball, well hit to left. Paz moving back on it in front of the warning track, stops and reaches up, squeezes it with two hands, one out. So for the second time today, Hudson Valley fails to put the leadoff man on. They did so in the second and the third, but not the case in the first and now the fourth. So bases empty, one gone, and a switch hitting Brenny Ascanio batting righty. First pitch, Ascanio takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1. Brooklyn's third baseman, Mateo Gil, close to the line, deep in the hole as well, 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. Looks like Felipe wanted the call there. Didn't get it from Justin Hopkins, though. And it's a ball and a strike. 1-1 home. And that fastball misses up and away. 2-1. Pretty much the entirety of the diamond covered in shadows at this point. But still plenty of daylight to go around. In fact, I don't even think the lights have been flicked on yet. 2-1, scorched in the air to left field again. Shallow, though. It's the shortstop, Lara, ranging back. Makes the one-handed catch. Two gone. Yeah, approaching that point in time where those lights will be needed. But for the time being, they do remain off. Bases empty, two gone. Here's Bo Brewer. Once again, thanks so much for hanging out with us. A little bit past the top of the 8 o'clock hour, alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. First pitch to Bo Brewer is a fastball for a strike, 0-1. Felipe, just a four-seam, a slider, and a changeup, 0-1. Inside, 1-1. It almost seems like Justin Felipe in the minority now of starting pitchers who really don't throw the kitchen sink, only have that three-pitch mix. 1-1. And this one hit in the air to left yet again. Paz has to move back on it this time. And in a similar spot to the first batter of the inning, Martin makes the catch to retire the side. We'll continue that thought. 1-2-3 inning for Felipe De La Cruz. Let's go to the fifth. It is 2-1 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Moving right along, we go to the top of the fifth from Wappingers Falls. Obviously, it's no Coney Island, but we've got a nice backdrop here. All the trees lining the outfield, really from left to right field foul poles. A nice baseball sky. Bear Mountain beyond the trees and right as well. 2-1 Renegade lead, and as we go to the fifth, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Lights, as you mentioned before, have finally flickered on here in Wappingers Falls as the first pitch of the inning, Omar De Los Santos taken outside for ball one. Omar, Kellum Clark, Aranjel Rodriguez, the rescheduled to bat in the inning. The righty's 1-0, and Omar takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. De Los Santos, as you mentioned before, just 1-for-20 since coming back from Double-A at the start of last week against Aberdeen. The righty is 1-1, and Omar pulls it on the ground, foul up the third baseline. And the count 1-2. We'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the top half of this fifth inning. Hudson Valley nursing a 2-1 lead. The 1-2 from Stewart, and a swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on the off-speed down under the hands. And Omar De Los Santos down on strikes for the second time tonight. As Baron Stewart collects his third strikeout. So one up, one down in the fifth for Kellum Clark, who singled to right in his first at-bat back in the third inning. The righty's first pitch, the lefty, drops in for a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. But our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night, the Hudson Valley Renegades today honoring Wade Davis, who led the New York Penn League in strikeouts in 2005, his one season with Hudson Valley as Clark out in front 0-2. Davis led the New York Penn League at 97 Ks that year. The 0-2 pitch, and Clark a line drive, and that one's going to be caught by Rock Riggio. Ranging back onto the right field turf, leaped at the last second, thought that would have just enough height to get over his head. Mauricio timed his leap well and takes away what would have been a second hit tonight for Kellum Clark. But our question today is, what Brooklyn Cyclone and future Met led the New York Penn League in ERA? The year that Wade Davis led the circuit in strikeouts, that 2005. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos, if you think you know. First pitch to Rodriguez, taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. Aranjel, just 19 years old, will not turn 20 until the 1st of April next year. As this fouled off the hands, 0-2, Rodriguez had played in 13 games in the Florida Complex League, was 9-for-37. It's a .243 average, no homers, 5 RBI. Playing his first game since the 26th of June, the 0-2 pitch chases down and away for strike three. Couldn't lay off the changeup with bite down and away, and Baron Stewart strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 top half of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Side retired on 10 pitches halfway home on this Saturday night. Hudson Valley a 2-1 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Felipe De La Cruz back to the mound as he moved to the bottom of the fifth inning. A 2-1 ball game. Hudson Valley the lead. They only have two hits. Nelson Medina trying to bunt himself aboard to start the inning. And fouls it off up the first baseline in the count 0-1. Brooklyn, one run, four hits, an error. They have left two. Hudson Valley, two runs, two hits, no errors. They have left three. 9-1 and 2-2 up in the inning. Medina will be followed by Reggio and then Cerna. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this Saturday night as Medina fouls it off. No balls and two strikes. Coney Combo's trivia question of the night. We'll give you the answer. As always, in the bottom of the sixth inning, our question today. Wade Davis, honored today here by Hudson Valley, was the New York Penn League leader in strikeouts his season with Hudson Valley in 2005. Our question today, which former Cyclone and Met led the league in ERA that year? See what the hashtag Coney Convos, if you think you know, as Medina lays off the fastball up and away in the count 1-2. The lefty rocks and fires, and Medina strikes out swinging. Dialed up the fastball up and away. Once more at 93. This time Medina couldn't hold off. And there's the first out of the fifth inning for Felipe, just his second strikeout tonight. Back to the top of the lineup in Rock. Reggio has grounded out to second and walked, stole a base, and scored a run tonight. De La Cruz, lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch to Reggio. Hit off the hands, on the ground is short. Backhanded by Lara. Sets and throws accurately to first for the second out. So two up, two down for Felipe here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Jared Cerna, who struck out his last time. He's 1-for-2. Taking a look around the South Atlantic League on this Saturday night. All 10 other teams in progress right now. Bottom of the seventh. In North Carolina, Greensboro, a 5-3 lead on Aberdeen. Mitch Jebb, Nick Cimillo with home runs up for the Grasshoppers. As the first pitch, Jared Cerna taken for a strike, it's 0-1. Tamar Johnson, a two-run shot as well. Tavian Josenberger has gone deep for Aberdeen. As Cerna swings through a slider downstairs. It's no balls and two strikes. 2-1 Hudson Valley. With bases empty and two out in the fifth, De La Cruz about to throw his 72nd pitch of the night. The line, the 0-2, and Cerna sends it off the handle back to the checkerboard screen. Remains at 0-2. Bottom of the fourth inning in Winston-Salem. Hickory a 4-2 lead on the dash. Cameron Cauley, his fifth home run of the year for the Crawdads, as this one flared out into shallow right. Out is Kellum Clark. He can't get there. Lands in fair territory. Bounces into foul ground. Runner breaks for second. Hits off Cerna and rolls into left. But that's as far as he'll get. Well, sometimes you need a little bit of luck, and Cerna parachuted that ball into a perfect spot into the Bermuda Triangle in shallow right. Clark, the first baseman, Jeffrey De Los Santos, the second baseman, right fielder Omar De Los Santos, all converging on that baseball, but landed between the three of them, rolled into foul ground, and De Los Santos could not quite get the out at second base. So Jared Cerna will get credit with a double. That'll be his 22nd of the year. And the Renegades now with another runner in scoring position and two out.
And make no mistake, that was not just a result of Kellum Clark being an inexperienced first baseman. That ball was perfectly placed.
This is a high pop-up into shallow right. Out is Jeffrey De Los Santos. In is Omar De Los Santos. Had to pick up his speed at the last second. Reached away from his body but makes the catch. And Jay Savina retired on one pitch after the double. And the side retired. So that parachute, two base hit. No harm, no foul for Felipe. We are through five here on this Saturday night, 2-1 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
A hazy Saturday night in downstate New York. Good pitchers duel on hand through the first five innings. 2-1 Hudson Valley. Top of the lineup due up for Brooklyn in the sixth. Morabito, LaRusso, and Lara. The first pitch to Nick Morabito. And another great changeup from Stewart. Bottom falls out of it again. And Morabito behind, no balls and a strike bunt. Base hit in his first at-bat, or rather his last at-bat, I should say. Came around to score the Cyclones' only run on a Wilfredo Lara sack fly, the 0-1. There's a called strike on the outside corner. And Morabito quickly behind 0-2. Continue our look around the South Atlantic League here on this Saturday night. We'll also get you our Coney Convo's trivia question once more. We do have a correct answer chimed in for tonight, the 0-2. And Morabito just takes outside. One ball and two strikes. Stewart about to throw his 60th pitch of the night, but there is action in Hudson Valley's left field bullpen, making his second start of the week. Right-hander has started to get ready. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Chased it in the dirt. Catcher will have to throw down to first to complete the strikeout, and Gomez does. And another strikeout for Baron Stewart. Hasn't been known for that throughout this season, certainly not tonight, but he has now struck out three of the last four batters, including back-to-back hitters. And that awkward silence heard between Johnny and I is the quietness when you try and figure out what random people are heckling at the ballpark. As Nick LaRusso takes low 1-0. Something about somebody drying off his face with somebody's shirt. I don't know if it's his shirt, his friend's shirt, a stranger's shirt. I don't know. But it was out of our line of sight as LaRusso takes low, 2 balls and no strikes.
I'm not sure I want to know.
I don't know. Strange things happen here in the Northeast when the weather gets hazy like this. And I guess tonight's no exception. 2-0 taken for a strike. And the count 2-1. We thought we left the peculiarness in Coney Island, but not tonight. The 2-1. And LaRusso takes low, 3 balls and a strike. But our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Renegades honoring Wade Davis, the New York Penn League leader in strikeouts for the Renegades in 2005. The 3-1, and LaRusso yanks it foul down the third base line, a full count. But our question tonight is, what Brooklyn Cyclone and future Met led the New York Penn League in ERA that same exact year, 2005? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. The Wolf howling in with some guesses of Matt Lidstrom and Brian Bannister, but it is neither Lindstrom or Bannister. The 3-2, and this hit on a sharp ground ball to short, went right off the lower body of Cerna, ricocheted into left field all the way into foul ground. LaRusso's at second base with a double, and Jared Cerna is down and hurt. That is something I don't know if I have ever seen. A 100-mile-an-hour rocket of a ground ball off the bat of Nick LaRusso was hit so hard that it careened off the lower leg of Jared Cerna with such velocity that it caromed all the way from the shortstop position into foul ground down the left field line. And Nick LaRusso, with probably the most sheepish double he'll ever have, to the point where now that time is out, LaRusso is making his way along with the rest of the Hudson Valley infield over to Jared Cerna to make sure he's all right. But that was a laser beam off of LaRusso's bat, and you thought Cerna, who has been so good defensively in this series, as you were telling me about the two games that I had missed and this portion of the series here in Hudson Valley. And Cerna, you thought as that ball was hit to him, was a hard-hit grounder, would make the play. But just got under his glove and clearly caught him in an unfortunate spot. And hopefully everything okay with Cerna, especially when you consider there's already been one shortstop to go down this week, and that's Brooklyn infielder Jesus Baez. Cerna's back up on his feet now.
Obviously, Renegades fans holding their breath as he's going to jog it off. I think it does speak, though, Justin, to the pure power of Nick LaRusso, who went down to get that pitch, too.
Really did, as a pitch down and probably even out of the zone that he went down and hit hard. Looks like Jared Cerna is going to stay in the game. Nick Ortiz with a light pat on his chest. So great to see Jared's all right, and also speaks, you mentioned, to the power of LaRusso, but also the kind of person Nick is, that it seemed, at least based on facial expressions and knowing Nick as the person, those facial expressions matching his demeanor, in the sense that he was more concerned about Jared Cerna's health and his ability to get to second base on that double. We'll take it, especially since Cerna's all right. And now him and Nick can smile about it as both will go back to their spots at short and on the second base bag, respectively. LaRusso breaks for third. Lara swings and fouls it out of play, and that a bad decision by Wilfredo Lara, because Nick LaRusso had stolen third base before Lara even swung. Got a little over-anxious, did Lara. Chased a pitch out of the zone. And LaRusso just had an immaculate jump there.
would have been his ninth steal on the season as well.
So instead, Nick has to go back to second. Stewart paying more attention now. And Lara rolls over on one at third. Gobbled up by Ascanio on a tricky hop. But makes the play on a first base for the second out. You wonder what might have happened on that play if that same ground ball was hit with that same sort of chopping height. Had LaRusso been at third and the infield in with less than two out. But a moot point now as Jeffrey De Los Santos steps in. A single and a hit by pitch tonight. Shortstop Serna now shaded up the middle. And the first pitch taken inside with the change. 1-0. When we had the Wolf howling in with guesses of Brian Bannister and Matt Lindstrom for our question tonight. It was neither Bannister nor Lindstrom. A 1-0. Low, and it's two balls and no strikes. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. As I described it to Johnny when I asked him off air earlier, it is one of those names that you always kick yourself for forgetting. When you're trying to rummage through Mets names for trivia answers. The 2-0. And De Los Santos on the ground. Diving play by the first baseman Martinez to his right. Spinning from the ground. Throws on a first base to get De Los Santos and end the inning. An incredible diving stop by Omar Martinez to his right. And then sort of barrel rolled to get to the seat of his pants. To look at the first base bag and throw to Baron Stewart racing over to cover. And the side retired. A missed opportunity for Brooklyn to tie the game here in the sixth. In large part due to that last play by Martinez. No run to hit. One man left after five and a half. It's 2-1 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Something of the cliche about a guy who makes a great defensive play leading off the next half inning. As you might have guessed, Omar Martinez at the plate to lead off the bottom of the sixth for Hudson Valley. Fouls the first pitch back in the count 0-1, heart of the lineup. Two up for the Renegades, Martinez, Gomez, and Martin. As this one pummeled in the air, left center field. This one ticketed for the gap and one hop off the wall. Kicks behind Morabito. And Omar Martinez will chug in a second with his second consecutive double. Drove in Hudson Valley's only two runs tonight. Saved a potential tie game in the top of the inning. And now starts the bottom of the frame with an opposite field double.
Well, he's had his fingerprints all over this one, whether it be offensively, defensively. Martinez, who, as I mentioned earlier, has enjoyed a real nice three games here in Hudson Valley. Had the three-run home run a couple of nights ago as well. And he is swinging a hot stick right now. Already a pair of extra base hits tonight.
So now Antonio Gomez, and he chases down and out of the zone. And the count, no balls and a strike. Brooklyn's bullpen starting to springboard down the right field line. With De La Cruz hovering near 80 pitches. The 0-1. And Gomez fouls it off the end of the bat. No balls and two strikes. Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. We'll give you the answer here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Today, the Renegades honoring Wade Davis. Pitched for Hudson Valley in 2005. The 0-2. At the letter, strike three called. Gomez down looking. Haven't seen the home plate umpire tonight give a whole lot of the high strikes. But this time, Justin Hopkins punches out Gomez for the first out of the sixth inning. Just the third K tonight for Felipe. And that'll be the last strikeout for him as well. Gilbert Gomez has come out of Brooklyn's first base dugout. There is a right-hander up down the right field line. Gomez hasn't signaled that way yet, but now raises his right arm. And that'll be all for the Southpaw De La Cruz on this Saturday evening. So a man at second, one out, and a new arm coming in. It'll be a right-hander to face the righty swinging Garrett Martin. Hudson Valley trying to add to a 2-1 lead. Our pitching changes brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf App at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Jake Stevenson into the game, operating on 3 days rest, through 10 pitches back on July the 2nd, down on Coney Island. Stevenson, the ERA is up over 7 through 15 games. An opportunity to try to lower it here. He comes on after Felipe De La Cruz goes 5 1/3. Runner on second base and one out with Garrett Martin set to come to bat, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Jake been outstanding out of the bullpen this year. Those numbers rather inflated by a couple of bumpy outings. Can't really see much of it over the ballpark right now, but some good shots by the Hudson Valley camera crew of some rose-colored clouds in the distance here. And Wappingers Falls tonight. Man at second and one out. Stevenson's first pitch to Garrett Martin is a slider outside for ball one. Stevenson, 3-0 record, a 7.16 ERA, but 8 walks, 24 strikeouts. It's 16 and a third inning. Stevenson has really started to find his rhythm since that last series Brooklyn played in this ballpark. Dancing off second is Martinez, the 1-0. And there a strike under the arms. And the count even at 1-1. But Stevenson had a tough game here. The opening game of that series on June the 11th gave up 4 runs in a third of an inning. Came back out in that rain-shortened game on the 14th, earned his only save of the year as Martin takes low 2-1. And since then, Stevenson 5 1/3 innings of not only scoreless but hitless relief. Signed by the Mets back in early May. The righty's 2-1, and Martin checks his swing, but he went around, says Hopkins. And the count 2-2, but time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Our question was, Wade Davis being honored today by the Hudson Valley Renegades as number 33 being retired, led the New York Penn League in strikeouts that year, the 2-2. And Martin, a high pop-up out in a shallow right, again into that no-man's land area, coming on De Los Santos. It bounces between the three of them again, fires to second base, throws it away. and backed up by Mateo Gill. Kellum Clark, not a first baseman by trade. Omar De Los Santos and Jeffrey De Los Santos out there as well. But for the second time in as many innings, Hudson Valley hits a jam shot fly ball down the right field line that turns into an excuse me double. And now Brooklyn has to bring the infield in with second and third and one out.
Would love to get another look at it if we could on the Hudson Valley replay system. But, Justin, I think that's Omar De Los Santos' ball to call off.
And this pitch is ripped in the air by Brenny Ascanio. Deep right center field, looking up Morabito. And it's off the fence, stays in the park. One run is in. Here comes Martin to the plate. The throw home by De Los Santos, not in time. Brenny Ascanio jolts Stevenson on the first pitch with a two-run double. And the Renegades have taken their largest lead of the night. It's 4-1. And so the misplay in shallow right comes back to burn Brooklyn as the Renegades take a three-run lead.
Aggressive approach from Ascanio, recognizing the momentum on Hudson Valley's side. Aggressive attack, first pitch swinging, and it pays off.
So now it is Bo Brewer. One run charge to De La Cruz, one run charge to Stevenson. As Brewer takes outside in the count 1-0. So the line final for Felipe De La Cruz tonight. 5 1/3 innings, 3 runs all earned on 4 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. 78 pitches, 48 strikes, and Felipe's struggles since the beginning of June. And really on the road all year long. Continue to rear its head as Brewer takes a strike. It's 1-1. The righty spins and looks the runner back to second base. Well, the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question, we'll try and finally get you the answer. Although based on the way things are going right now, the ball's about to be put in play in a weird fashion. Runner thinking about breaking for third stops in the 1-1 outside, 2-1. On our question today, Renegades honoring Wade Davis as number 33 retired. Led the New York Penn League for Hudson Valley in strikeouts in 2005. Watts Cyclone and future Met led the league in ERA that year. 2-1. Rolled over on the ground is short. Backhanded by Lara. Looks the runner back and throws to first to get the out. Two down now in the sixth inning. Mentioned the Wolf. David Pecoraro howling in with guesses of Matt Lindstrom and Brian Bannister. Was neither, but it's our good friends Robert Anderson and Mary DiBernardo who hammered home the correct answer today. Bobby Parnell was the New York Penn League leader in ERA the year that Wade Davis led the circuit in strikeouts. Parnell had a 1.73 ERA that season. As the first pitch to Nelson Medina outside for ball one. Medina has grounded out and struck out tonight. But Parnell not only led the league in ERA, was also second in batting average against and whip. Of course, went on to have a lengthy big league career. Bottom fell out of that change. And Medina off balance, a swing and a miss. And the count even, a ball and a strike. But it's always fun sort of looking at those old leaderboards and seeing the names, if there are any ones that sort of stick out, guys that made it, guys that didn't. Runner breaks for third, the 1-1 check swing and a miss. And Rodriguez will just hold on to it. So it'll be a stolen base for Ascanio. But the count now 1-2 on Nelson Medina. But Gabby Sanchez, the former Marlin, you see him sometimes now on ESPN as a baseball analyst, was the league leader in batting average for Jamestown. Jed Lowry, who has a big part of Brooklyn Cyclones' history, their last championship in 2019, he was the league leader in on-base percentage that year for Lowell, who Brooklyn beat in 2019 for the league title. As Medina fouls it off the hands, remains at 2-2, or rather 1-2. Steve Pierce, a future World Series MVP, led the league in doubles that year for Williamsport. Hudson Valley had the 1-2 guys in the league that year in strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. Ooh, good pitch there from Stevenson, a slider. Not sure where it missed. Gets a little bit outside. It's 2-2. But Jake McGee, who had a long career as a lefty reliever for the Rays and other teams, he was second behind Davis for the league lead in strikeouts. He was also in the Hudson Valley rotation. As Medina, cue ball fouled towards the seats. But one of the interesting things is guy who was third in the league that year in games started is now the pitching coach in Jersey Shore. That's Brad Bergeson. The 2-2. And again, Medina dribbles it foul. It remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson Valley, a man at third base with 2 out. 2 runs already in here in the sixth. To take a 4-1 lead. 2 runs in the third, 2 in the 6th. Brooklyn's only run on a sac fly in the 4th. Another break even. Swing and a miss. This time got him on the slider down and away. And the side retired. But the damage done as Hudson Valley picks up 2 runs on 3 hits. The big blow, a 2-run double from Brenny Ascanio. We head to the 7th here in Wappingers Falls. It's 4-1 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Going to the top of the 7th inning here in Hudson Valley. Looks like we've got a Coney Island Sandbar call to the bullpen for Hudson Valley. It is the right-hander Cole Ayers coming on to pitch for the Renegades here in the top half of the 7th inning. Barron Stewart excellent again against Brooklyn tonight. They finally got him for a run after throwing 12 and two-thirds scoreless innings in his first two starts. Final line for Stewart, 6 innings, a run, 5 hits, no walks. 5 strikeouts, just 71 pitches, 49 strikes. And Johnny, with a new arm coming out of the bullpen, maybe more fruitful results for Brooklyn as they try and battle back. Going to take over the play-by-play here in the 7th. Here's Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm sure the thing that Barron Stewart is most happy about is being in line for the win as Mateo Gill hits the first pitch pretty well to the left center field gap. And it is gone. That ball just cleared the fence in left center. Mateo Gill gave it a ride. And he starts this 7th, rudely introducing Cole Ayers into the ballgame with a solo home run. 104 off the bat from Mateo. 420 feet is what it was listed as. It's 400 to dead center.
I was going to say, it was just to the left of that 400-foot marker in left center. Right over the Pepsi, that's what I like signage. And, yeah, I think Mateo likes that.
First pitch now to Carell Paz is fought the other way. Sinks in for a base hit. Okay, so home run and single to start the game. And, Justin, you were spot on. Brooklyn a chance to attack this bullpen. They have done just that. Very happy to see Barron Stewart out of the game.
I was going to say, you know, I figured that was just a broadcaster cliche. You know, guy pitched well, starter did an excellent job through 6 innings, 1-run ball, has dominated this lineup all season long. get to see just a different face, just a mentality switch. Okay, this guy's had our number, you know, facing anybody, somebody else. And right out of the gate, two pitches, a home run and a single. I thought they would do a little bit better against a different arm than Barron Stewart. I didn't think it would be necessarily this immediate. But the Cyclones and Gilbert Gomez got to love that. As quickly the Cyclones have the tying run at the plate.
So it is 4-2 Hudson Valley. By the way, that home run for Gil, his fourth at the high A level. First pitch is down and away to Omar De Los Santos. With one on and nobody out. Hudson Valley leading at 4-2. It was 4-1 moments ago. But as you alluded to, Justin, tying run to the plate for the Cyclones here in the top of the seventh. 1-0 home. Smacked foul, third base way. 1-1 to Omar De Los Santos. Couple of strikeouts for Omar tonight. He's 0-2. Both of them have been of the swinging variety. Karel Paz off of first. Another base hit for Paz, who had a pair of hits yesterday, almost picked off here, but backstanding. Toss over from Cole Ayers. So, yeah, Stewart's line is good. Six innings, one run, five hits. He is in line for the victory, but Brooklyn threatening here as the 1-1 in the dirt goes all the way to the backstop. That means Paz can take second with no throw. He takes a big turn around second, but stays put there. So a wild pitch against Ayers. And now Brooklyn has a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Big opportunity here for Omar De Los Santos with Paz off of second base. Ayers working out of the stretch. Hasn't thrown many pitches since coming on. Here it comes. Foul tip. And it is 2-2. It does actually go down as a pass ball rather than a wild pitch. So that is credited against Antonio Gomez, Hudson Valley's catcher. This 2-2 offering in the dirt. Nice job by Gomez to get some body on it, keep it in front of him. And Paz has to stay put at second base.
And a good job as well by Paz making a quick decision. Thought about making the break for third. Realized it wasn't going to be far enough away from the catcher and decided to slam on the brakes.
So three balls, two strikes, nobody out, runner on second base, payoff, there goes Paz. De Los Santos takes outside ball four, throw to third, not in time. Stolen base for Karel Paz, who finds himself on third now with nobody out. De Los Santos walks, and all of a sudden, the go-ahead run up to bat in the form of Kellum Clark.
And gotta love this aggressiveness right now, and we've seen Karel Paz be a lot more aggressive as a base runner over the course of the last few weeks. Of course, he missed about a month earlier this season with injury. But we've seen Paz steal a couple of bags in a game last week. And another stolen bag. I want to say that's four in the last 2 weeks for him.
He's got five in total on the season now. As Clark digs in, first pitch, and Kellum fights this one the other way to left. Medina towards the line. He won't get there. It drops in for a base hit. Paz home to score. Up to second is De Los Santos. It's an RBI single for Kellum Clark. And Brooklyn trails by just one.
How about Kellum Clark? Came into play today, one for his last 37. Singled in his first at-bat, nearly picked up a base hit in his last AB. A great leap and grab by Rock Reggio, and now an opposite field knock to drive in a run. And the Cyclones have the tying and go-ahead runs on base, Johnny.
Cole Ayers yet to record an out. First pitch cut on and missed by Aranjel Rodriguez. 0-1. So this is how Ayers' seventh inning has gone so far, Justin. Home run, single, walk, single, with a pass ball and a stolen base wedged in there as well. Conversation on the mound happening right now between majority of the Hudson Valley infield. No coaches out of the dugouts. Everybody except for Omar Martinez. He's got to feel a little lonely at that. Hudson Valley first baseman, the only one not involved in the conversation right now. As Reggio, Serna, Escanio, Gomez, and Ayers all talking game plan here.
It's interesting, too, considering Martinez listed as a catcher on this roster has caught a lot of games for the Renegades this year. But this may be more about strategy. If Brooklyn decides a double steal here, especially with Omar De Los Santos, the more fleet of foot of the two between him and Kellum Clark on the base paths.
So first and second, 0-1 the count on Rodriguez. You don't see a ton of mid-at-bat discussions like that. 0-1, Rodriguez almost drops to a knee and rips and misses behind nothing and two. Ayers pulled the string on an 82-mile-an-hour change and is in the driver's seat now. No balls and two strikes. Omar on second, Clark on first. Already two home in the frame for the Cyclones. Threatening here. Righty arm against the lefty bat. 0-2 home, and Rodriguez whips down on strikes. That is exactly what Cole Ayers needed. He's got his first strikeout and his first out at that since coming on in relief. One away, first and second still as we go back to the top. And make no mistake, that was the guy to get if you're Ayers. Figure Rodriguez in his high A debut can allow him to reach and proceed for it to still be nobody out for the leadoff man in Nick Morabito. Window is still open for the Clones here. They've got two on and only one out. Slight moment of confusion before a pitch clock reset as Morabito digs in. Both runners take their leads. Pitch home. There go both runners. Morabito hits it on the ground to short. Cerna's only play to first. The throw in time. De Los Santos took a wide turn around third. He thought maybe he'd dart towards home on the throw from Cerna, but deciding not to test the waters all too much, and it's second and third with two away.
Yeah, and that also keeps Brooklyn out of what could have been an inning-ending double play. However, now second and third and two out, and the baton pass to La Russa.
So here is La Russa. Biggest at-bat of the ball game to this point. One of Brooklyn's best hitters up to bat. Two in scoring position, down 4-3 in the seventh pitch. Russo takes in the dirt, 1-0. Nick today flied out to center, hit into a fielder's choice, and doubled. Would love to put the Cyclones on top here. 1-0, and Russo checks his swing and did not go around. Good job by Russo to change his mind at the last possible second and effectively hold. And it is 2-0 to the former Maryland Terrapin. Omar on third, Kellum Clark on second. 2-0 on La Russa. Ayers trying to wiggle his way out of it. Pitch. La Russa uppercut, swing and a miss. 2-1. Ayers trying to make sure that Baron Stewart's efficient start does not go to waste. 2-1. La Russa cutting a miss. 2-2. Powerful swing from La Russa, whose momentum took him all the way to the other side of home plate afterwards. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. 4-3 Renegades. And the home crowd trying to will Cole Ayers into one more out here in the seventh and get us to stretch time. 2-2. De Los Santos dancing around. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball three. Patient take by La Russa, who works the count full. First base not occupied, so Ayers can still get out of it, even if he does issue a walk to La Russa here. But with the way Wilfredo Lara's been swinging the bat, you don't want to do it. 3-2 up and in, goes to the backstop, and De Los Santos home to score. Tie game. Kellum Clark takes third, La Russa is walked, and Brooklyn pulls even on what should be a wild pitch against Cole Ayers.
And that will mean this game is going to be decided by the bullpens, Johnny. No decision for Baron Stewart. And this also gets Felipe De La Cruz off the schneid as well.
Hudson Valley having a conversation on the mound right now. We will see if they pull the trigger on making a pitching change or not. I don't believe anyone was warming. And I don't think that's Nick Ortiz out of the dugout. It appears to be Spencer Medic, Hudson Valley pitching coach.
Yeah, Nick and Spencer like to keep the broadcasters of other teams on their toes. Never ones to wear their uniforms during the games, always got some form of pullover on. So you never really know which one is which until they get out there to the mound and there's either a signal or not. And this time it is Spencer Medic, not Nick Ortiz. And Ayers, who's in a bit of trouble in this inning, gonna stick it out with the go-ahead run at third and Lara at the plate.
And the aforementioned Lara set to come to bat is the eighth Brooklyn batter to dig in this inning alone. So a big spot here. Cyclones not done yet, looking for more. They have runners on first and third with two gone in this 4-4 tie. Pitch home. Lara takes low, 1-0. One-oh from the right-hander Ayers, who has had a poor inning out of the bullpen. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Lara practically swinging out of his cleats there, 1-1. Mateo Gil led off the inning with a solo shot. Since then, a single, walk, single, strikeout, ground out, walk. 1-1, and Lara crushes this one. Pretty well hit to left. Medina moving back onto the warning track. He's got it. Oh, a loud crack of the bat from Wilfredo Lara, but not quite enough to put it in the Renegades bullpen in left center field. So Brooklyn does pull even, but they fail to pull out in front as we go to the bottom of the seventh. All knotted up at four on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thought of the bullpen for the Cyclones as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Jake Stevenson's day done. Gave up a run in two-thirds of an inning. Last half inning against Hudson Valley. The right-hander Henry. Henry on for the first time this week. Right-hander standing at 6'4", 215 pounds. 25 years old from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Mets back in May, joined the Cyclones in the middle of June. First appearance for him since last Sunday in Aberdeen. Was charged with two of the three runs the Ironbirds scored in that crazy bottom of the ninth inning. Of course, the two base runners Henry gave up were on rain-aided singles. So Henry with the weather, well, not quite perfect here tonight in Hudson Valley. A little drier. And he'll face the top of the Hudson Valley lineup here in the seventh, Johnny.
Yeah, everybody is sweating on this Saturday night in Wappingers Falls, including Justin and myself here in, for what it's worth, the non-air-conditioned visiting broadcast booth. Henry on. We got a brand-new ball game as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Rock Reggio, Jared Cerna, Jace Avina to get it started in the first pitch. Reggio shows bunt, pulls back. For ball one. So Henry on in a 4-4 tie. Jake Stevenson's day comes to a close for the Cyclones. Stevenson's final line, he goes 2/3 of an inning, allows 2 hits, 1 run. It was an earned run. Cut and a miss, 1-1 to Reggio. He also struck out a batter and did not walk anybody. So now Henry, and no, that's not your audio glitching. That is his name. Henry, ready to deal a 1-1. Inside to Reggio, scurries out of the way. 2 balls and a strike. Well, Hudson Valley, if there's ever a time to pounce, it would be when you're at the top of the batting order. Reggio, Serna, and Avina. Here's the pitch. Reggio takes outside. And it is 3 balls and 1 strike. Reggio so far tonight, 0-2 with a walk, scored a run, swiped a bag. Awaiting a 3-1 delivery from the righty. Inside, ball 4, and the Renegades put the leadoff man on here in the 7th. That is not what you want if you're Henry, beginning this frame to put the speedster Reggio on base with nobody out. And Jared Serna, who's already got a pair of hits tonight, up to the plate. Serna took a bullet of a line drive off of the knee from Nick LaRusso when he was playing shortstop earlier in this one. But after a brief pause and a check on him, proceeded to stay in the game. He takes a first pitch fastball here for a strike. 0-1, 94 on the gun that time from Henry. Be interesting to see how the Renegades want to play this in terms of thinking about sending Reggio. Not really a big lead, as Serna fights it the other way into right field. De Los Santos is there, though. Makes the grab. 1 out. Omar barely had to move, but the throw in is a weak one. And Reggio takes second. Oh, I have no idea what the heck happened there. I look down to score it. The next thing I know, I look up. The ball is in shallow right field. And Rock Reggio's at second base.
Yeah, Omar De Los Santos got over-aggressive, tried throwing behind Reggio at first base. And his throw to Kellum Clark, clearly not great. And a bad decision by Omar throwing behind the runner. And what has been a tough night for Omar offensively and defensively continues as the Renegades have the go-ahead run at second base.
So it is an E9 against De Los Santos. Thanks for having my back there, Justin. As Jay Savina digs in with 1 on and 1 out. That go-ahead run now is into scoring position.
Cutting highlights and providing color commentary. Don't let anyone tell you minor league baseball broadcasters do not multitask.
Ditto. So here is Jay Savina with the runner on second and 1 out. Base hit here could give the Renegades the lead as Savina attacks the first pitch he sees but fouls it back towards the parking lot. 0-1. Avina tonight, 0-2 with a walk. Did come around to score in the third. Was plated on a 2-run double by Omar Martinez. Conversation ongoing between the home plate umpire Justin Hopkins and the Renegades dugout. Not sure what the conversation would be about. After all, it was only a foul ball. Nothing to be arguing, you would think. 0-1 on Avina. Henry fires, and it misses outside in the lefty batter's box. 1-1. Avina at 286. Coming off a 2-for-4 night last night. Up in a big spot here. Hudson Valley has the go-ahead run on second base with 1 out in this bottom of the 7th. 4-4 tie. Pitch. Outside, ball 2. Well, Felipe De La Cruz walked 3. No walks allowed by Jake Stevenson, who relieved him. But Henry, since coming on, has faced 2 batters and walked 1. That's Reggio, who stands off second. Now the 2-1 home. Inside, ball 3. And Henry in danger of walking yet another here. Went to the breaking ball that time. So you would think, if you're Jay Savina, you got to be expecting fastball here. Henry does not want to put Avina on the bases. And fall further behind. 3-1. It is a fastball, and it's hit foul, right-hand side. So now what do you do if you are Henry Henry? Do you go right back to that heater? Or try to walk a fine line with a breaking ball, perhaps? 3-2. Henry from the first base side of the rubber. Righty batter Avina rests that bat off his right shoulder. Henry drives home. Outside, ball four. He went to the fastball, but he could not put it where he wanted to. And Henry Henry has walked two of the three batters that he has faced here in this bottom of the seventh inning. A line out in between. So as a result, you've got runners on first and second with only one out. So that Omar De Los Santos error, not extremely costly, because you'd figure Reggio would advance to second anyway, as Avina was just walked. Either way, it's first and second with one gone for Omar Martinez. Pitch. Change up low, 1-0. Henry standing every bit of 6 feet, 4 inches from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Right-hander deals. Swing and a foul ball back to the screen. 1-1. Martinez today, 3 plate appearances, 2 of which have been doubles. 2 RBI double in the third. Double to lead off a busy sixth inning for Hudson Valley. And then was later driven in on a 2-run double from Brenny Ascanio. 1-1 the count. Henry drives home. Off the glove of the catcher, Rodriguez. It goes to the backstop, and both runners up 90 feet. Well, the pitch was outside. It wasn't outside by a ton. Even Rodriguez touched it, and the old adage, of course, if you can touch it, you can catch it. I don't know if that applies to a catcher as well. But either way, it'll be second and third for the Renegades. Reggio on third with speed. Avina on second, and now all you need here is a sac fly if you're the Yankees High A affiliate. 2-1 the count on Martinez. Here it comes. High ball 3. And it is a pass ball issued against Aranjel Rodriguez. So, second and third, infield comes in, play is to home. 3-1, inside, ball 4. The third walk of the inning, allowed by Henry Henry, and Hudson Valley has loaded the bases. Now, maybe that walk, not the worst thing in the world, because now you've got a double play in effect with anything on the ground. But first, Gilbert Gomez, Brooklyn's manager, comes out of the dugout, not to make a pitching change though, just to talk a little ball and try to designate the game plan here with what you're going to do. Now, if you need any extra reason, if you're Brooklyn, to try to turn two as opposed to go home, that would be because Rock Reggio on third base is fast. Omar Martinez on first base and Antonio Gomez, now batting, are both listed as catchers. So your odds might be just as good, if not better, to turn two than try to get the speedster in Reggio at home. Of course, depending on how hard it's hit, where it's hit. First pitch up and in. 1-0. To Antonio Gomez. A whole lot of variables, but it's all part of the equation here in this 4-4 tie. Bottom of the seventh. Renegades have the bases juiced with one out. 1-0 upcoming from Henry. Pitch to Gomez, and he takes outside. Ball 2. No place to put him here. Henry Henry consistently falling behind in counts.
And there is action in Brooklyn's bullpen down the line and right as this inning gets further and further away from Henry.
as you might expect, with three walks allowed already in a 2-0 count on Gomez. Pitch outside, 3-0. And a wise take from Gomez at this point. Make him throw you a strike if you're Antonio Gomez.
You got him, especially when you saw what happened earlier in this game. The 3-0 count and a double play was hit into.
So 3-0, Henry ready, Gomez ready, and the pitch is outside, ball four. And the Renegades take a 5-4 lead on Henry Henry's fourth walk of the inning. It is a bases loaded walk as Rodriguez comes home. RBI for Antonio Gomez, and Hudson Valley reclaims the lead. That is an unfortunate way for things to spiral back in favor of the Renegades. And Henry Henry is far from out of this thing. There is still only one out, and the bases are still loaded for Garrett Martin, who fouls back the first pitch he sees to the screen. Got a pitch to hit there, a fastball upstairs. But just couldn't time it up quite properly. And it's nothing and one on the Renegades right fielder. So Hudson Valley with two in the third, two in the sixth. And as it stands now, one in the seventh. 0-1 on Martin. Righty bat, pitch. Called strike, good breaking ball from Henry there. And for, I believe, the first time in this inning, he is ahead in a count, nothing and two. O2 home. Outside, ball one. Fireworks going on out off in the distance. It sounds like it's coming from behind us.
Indeed it is. I don't know which direction it is, but it certainly sounds like it's coming from the parking lot.
1-2 on Martin. Henry delivers, and Martin takes strike three called. Got a fastball up and away. Just didn't want to do anything with it. So a big strikeout by Henry. That's his first since coming on in relief. Only the fifth strikeout by Brooklyn pitchers tonight. But that's a big one because now there are two away, but the base is still loaded. Hudson Valley has already seized a 5-4 lead. That thanks to a bases-loaded walk drawn by Antonio Gomez. Brenny Ascanio next, and an uppercut hack from the switch hitter batting left. Nothing and one. Oh, one. Breaking ball for a strike, 0-2. So this Brooklyn bullpen that has been really outstanding over the course of the two games here in Hudson Valley. Last night you had Ammons the win, Ramirez the hold, and Lawson the save. Then you rewind 2 days ago, even in a shutout loss. Joshua Cornelli, two and two-thirds scoreless, five strikeouts. After Dakota Hawkins gave you five and a third. But this Brooklyn bullpen faltering a bit for the first time this series as an 0-2 is served foul on the ground. First base way, and of course I say this series, really a half a series since coming up here to Wappingers Falls after playing the front half of this six-game set down in Brooklyn on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So nothing and two, the count on Ascanio. With runners on first, second, and third, and a 5-4 Renegades lead. Henry Henry, a pitch away from getting out of it with only one across. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Henry Henry punches a pair to retire the side, but not before Hudson Valley jumps out in front. They score one run on no hits, four walks. They leave three on the bases, one error as well. All right, we go to the eighth. Hudson Valley back out in front. It is 5-4, our score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Day done. Matt Keating on, trying to preserve what is now a one-run Hudson Valley lead after the bases loaded walk in the bottom of the seventh. And with the play-by-play, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So, Ayers Day done. Matt Keating is on as the Cyclones now trying to rally back again, trailing 5-4. And the first pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos is taken inside for ball one. You mentioned the final line for Ayers tonight. Guy who's been normally very reliable for Hudson Valley in relief. It's the 1-0 down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Ayers tonight, three runs on three hits in an inning. Two walks, a strikeout, gave up the home run. A couple of wild pitches. 22 tosses, 13 strikes, the 2-0. And Jeffrey takes a strike at the knees in the count 2-1. The numbers for Keating is so far this year has got a 4.2 ERA here in the South Atlantic League. The 2-1, and De Los Santos fights it off the hands. And the count even at 2. Keating making his 25th appearance, 2-1, that 4.2 ERA does have a couple of saves. 34 hits in 45 innings, 18 walks to 56 strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch on the outside corner got him looking. Barely nicked the outside corner. And so De Los Santos down on strikes here to start the top half of the eighth inning. That'll bring up Mateo Gil, who started the rally last inning. With a leadoff home run on the first pitch, airs through. And a slider from Keating this time has him out in front. And the count, no balls and a strike. Keating making his second appearance in this series. Last pitched on Thursday night as Gill takes outside for ball one. But two scoreless in the Hudson Valley shutout win. They hit a walk and three strikeouts. The righties 1-1. A check swing did not go on appeal. And it's two balls and a strike on Mateo. Brooklyn four runs, eight hits, two errors. They have left five. Hudson Valley five runs, six hits, no errors. They have left eight. The 2-1 from Keating. And Gill in the air, right center field. Over to his left, Davina into the right center field gap, able to get there and reach over his head to make the catch for the second out. I thought that one had extra bases written all over it, but Davina got a great jump and made an outstanding running grab for the second out. So the base is empty at two down for Karell Paz, who picked up a base hit in his last at-bat. Alrighty, winds and fires, and Paz fouls it off the handle. And the count 0-1. Looking ahead to the bottom of the eighth inning, Hudson Valley will have 8-9-1 due up against the Brooklyn bullpen. As this one dribbled foul back behind the plate, it snowballs and two strikes. Time called at home plate by Potts. Here in the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, here in the Eastern time zone, Brooklyn trying to rally and earn the series victory. Hudson Valley trying to earn the split. The 0-2, and Paz thought about it and did not go on appeal once again. Says the base umpire tonight, Shane Sullivan. And it's two balls, or rather one ball and two strikes on Carell, with Omar De Los Santos waiting on deck. The righties 1-2, way high. And it's two balls and two strikes on Paz, who has started to find his rhythm offensively. 8-4 his last 22, including tonight. On a spark a two-out rally here in the eighth. Infield shifts for him to pull to the right side. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Looked like a changeup upstairs. And Paz a tad bit out in front. And Keating comes out of the bullpen to retire the side in order. In the eighth, no runs, no hits, nobody left. We are through at 7.5. It is still 5-4 Hudson Valley. Cyclones getting ready to make a Coney Island Sandbar call to the bullpen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Coney Island Sandbar called to the bullpen for the Cyclones, and it is the right-hander out of Elon, Ben Simon, on in relief, taking the spot of Henry Henry, who had a 31-pitch bottom of the seventh inning that saw Hudson Valley jump out in front 5-4. Simon on to try to make sure things stay that way, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. First pitch to Bo Brewer, taken up and in. And the count 1-0. Simon, another guy that has started to pick up steam since coming back off the IL. And the 1-0 fouled away to the right by Brewer. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Simon making his 14th appearance, 2-3, a 5.23 ERA, 23 hits in 20 2/3 innings, 9 walks to 23 strikeouts. Mets 13th round pick last year out of Elon, as this is a soft grounder up the middle. Fielded just on the third base side, a second by Jeffrey De Los Santos. And the second baseman makes the throw on to first for the opening out. of the eighth inning. Brings up Nelson Medina, who is 0 for 3. But Simon was outstanding out of the bullpen on Tuesday night, had arguably the best outing of his pro career. Three shutout innings, one hit, no walks, three strikeouts. Picked up the hold and a shutout Cyclones victory. Three innings matching his season long. And the first toss to Medina is a slider for a called strike one. Since Simon's come off the IL, has an ERA just under 5 in this is sixth appearance. At seven strikeouts and seven in the third innings. The 0-1 and a slider down and away. It's even a ball and a strike. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth for Brooklyn. Will be the bottom third of their lineup. Omar De Los Santos, Clark, and Rodriguez as this one pummeled into left center field. Coming on is Morabito and nearly a collision with Karel Paz, who did not heed Morabito calling for that baseball. Paz smiling about it. Morabito doesn't seem to be feeling the same way. But thankfully, crisis averted. And no collision out there in left center field as there's two out. So two down for Rock Reggio. 0 for 2 tonight, a couple of ground outs and a pair of walks. Lefty hitter with an open stance. Simon from the third base side of the rubber. And his first pitch fastball at the knees at 95. And the count 0-1. There is action in Hudson Valley's left field bullpen. Right-hander up and throwing. As Reggio fouls off the changeup behind the plate. And it's no balls and two strikes. You wonder who may be the man to get the ball in the ninth inning. Maybe Mason Vineyard. Seems to be the only guy that has a save that might be available tonight for the Renegades as Gilbert Gomez and Skylar Nicholson, the assistant athletic trainer, out to take a quick look at Aranjel Rodriguez, who got a foul ball up by his shoulder. Last thing the Cyclones need right now is another injury, a very beleaguered ball club, at least in terms of health. Simon's 0-2. And a slider high, a ball and two strikes. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town, a look ahead to the series opener in Wilmington on Tuesday. As that fastball high at 95. Two balls and two strikes on Reggio with Jared Cerna in the on-deck circle. Simon, toes pointed towards the third base dugout. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Blew him away with a 94-mile-an-hour heater away. And Ben Simon comes out of the bullpen, retires Hudson Valley in order. An effective inning out of the pen for the New Jersey native. No runs, no hits, nobody left. To the ninth we go. Brooklyn needs one to tie, two to take the lead. Hudson Valley a 5-4 advantage on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for the Renegades. It is Houston Morrow who will try to put the finishing touches on this ball game for the Renegades. They lead it by a score of 5-4 in the ninth. Brooklyn up to bat, trying to pull even. They need one to tie, two to take a lead, and send it to the bottom of the ninth here in this series finale, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Houston Morrill, the one tasked to try and get the final three outs tonight. Mason Vineyard, another guy who could have been thrust into this position, pitched last night. Our pitching changes brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Omar De Los Santos will lead off, shows bunt, pulls back. And the first pitch from Morrill outside for ball one. Final line for Matt Keating. He goes an inning, no runs, no hits, struck out two. 14 pitches, 8 strikes. Morrill on to make his 21st appearance at the high A level. A 1-0 outside with a fastball. And Omar ahead, 2 balls, no strikes. Morrill, 1-2 record of 4.05 ERA, 1-for-2 in save opportunities. 27 hits in 26 and two-thirds innings, 8 walks to 27 strikeouts. Works from the middle of the rubber. The 2-0 to Omar. And a strike down and in. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1. Morrill pitched on Tuesday night in Brooklyn, went 2 1/3 scoreless and hitless innings, did allow a walk, and struck out two. The 2-1, inside and low, 3 balls and a strike. But Morrill, dating back to the first meeting between these two teams back in late May, has started to figure things out. His ERA for the year at this level in the fours. But his last 12 appearances since May the 25th in Brooklyn has an ERA of 1.06. The 3-1 at the knees, a delayed call by the home plate umpire Justin Hopkins. Omar was just about out of the batter's circle when the fist was raised. And now the count full at 3-2. Omar, the guy you want to have on to start an inning. No one has more stolen bases in the South Atlantic League over the last 3 years. The payoff pitch, and Omar gets it off the hands to stay alive. The Morrill just 2 earned runs allowed in his last 17 innings, 16 strikeouts in that span. And trying to lock down what would be his second save of the year tonight. The payoff pitch, and Omar in the air center field, but got jammed. Backing up on it is Jay Savina, and he'll make the grab for the first out of the ninth inning. So one down for Kellum Clark, who has had himself one of his best games in his Cyclones career, 2-for-3. Brought in a run in Brooklyn's 3-run rally in the seventh. Hudson Valley regaining the lead in the bottom of the frame on a bases-loaded walk. The first pitch to Clark, and a breaking ball outside. And the count 1-0. Morrill out of Oklahoma State University. Undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees. Back in July of 2022. The 1-0. And a swing through a fastball away at 94. And the count evens, a ball and a strike. Start of the year at Single-A Tampa before joining Hudson Valley at the tail end of April. The 1-1, and Clark takes a breaker down and in, and the count 2-1. Morrill also went by the nickname Huey during his time at Oklahoma State, going by his legal first name now. The 2-1, at the knees, a strike, 95 on the gun, and the count even at 2. Ronel Rodriguez on deck. We'll see if the Cyclones will have him hit. The 2-2 pitch. And Clark off the hands in the shallow left center field. How about a three-hit night for Kellum Clark? Came into this game 1-4 his last 37. And he's got a 3-for-4 contest. And the Cyclones have put the tying run on with one out in the ninth. Has loved that spot in left center field. And interestingly, because of all the injuries and the lack of days off, in the last 2 weeks, it will be Ronel Rodriguez to hit here. With what I have to imagine is Chris Suero and Christian Pregent unavailable. The other two catchers on the Brooklyn roster. And Rodriguez, who's 0-for-3 tonight in his high A debut, takes outside for ball one. Rodriguez has grounded into a double play and struck out twice tonight. Lefty batter with a slightly open stance. The righty's 1-0, and Rodriguez fouls it off the plate 1-1. I mentioned Rodriguez, just 19 years old. Youngest player on this Brooklyn roster, even younger than Jesus Baez. So he is the youngest player in Brooklyn Cyclones franchise history. The 1-1, and Rodriguez fouls it off to the left. And the count 1-2. Rodriguez coming into tonight had only played 33 professional games. None more than he has this year, which is 13, had played a grand total of 17 prior to this season. The 1-2, swing and a foul tip off the glove of Gomez, and it remains a ball and two strikes. It's actually 20 games prior to this year, but nonetheless, Rodriguez has not had much experience at the professional level, albeit has reached in five straight complex level games prior to tonight. Marles 1-2, swing and a miss, got him on the high fastball. Up and away at 94, and the Cyclones down to their final out. And so the baton passed to Nick Morabito as Rodriguez now 0-for-4.
And that's where some of that experience sort of factors in, Justin. You mentioned Rodriguez having not seen a ton of time, probably really not too used to being in spots as big as that one as well. Down by one, top of the ninth.
So now it's up to Morabito with a tying run at first, and he swings at the first pitch and pops it up. Shallow right field, in is Martin to his left, makes the catch, and the ball game is over. And the Hudson Valley Renegades take the final game of the six-game home-and-home series. A great comeback by the Cyclones in the seventh, but Henry had some trouble with his command. A bases-loaded walk forces in what turns out to be the winning run. And the Cyclones settled for a split of this six-game series. They took 2 of 3 at home, dropped 2 of 3 on the road, and will have a two-day break before packing up and heading to Wilmington for the first time since the first three games of the season on Tuesday. We'll step aside for a moment when we come back. The recap report is next. Tough one tonight in Hudson Valley as the Renegades take the finale 5-4 in Wappingers Falls.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, You bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Renegades haven't stopped the celebration tonight. They are honoring Wade Davis as we speak with his retired number ceremony before they set off the fireworks here in Hudson Valley tonight. A great game, but a sad ending to this series as Hudson Valley holds on to capture the finale by a final of 5-4. With the win tonight, Hudson Valley improving to 8-6 in the half, 41-38 overall. Brooklyn dropping to 5-10 in the second half, 38-43 on the year. We'll take you through the game that was here tonight. Felipe De La Cruz against Baron Stewart. Stewart making his second start of the week for Hudson Valley, and was a scoreless game going into the bottom of the third inning. That's when Hudson Valley was able to break the ice. Rock Riggio with one out walk stole second. But after Jared Cerna struck out, you thought the Cyclones would get out of Dodge. But a four-pitch walk to Jay Savina kept the inning alive. And then on Felipe's first pitch to Omar Martinez, he laced a double down the left field line that brought in a pair. He would take third on the throw to the dish. And Hudson Valley had a 2-0 lead. But Brooklyn started the comeback immediately in the top of the fourth. Nick Morabito, a bunt base hit, advanced to second on a balk. And after taking third on a fielder's choice, scored on a Wilfredo Lara sack fly to pull Brooklyn within 1-2-1. But in the sixth inning, Hudson Valley, you thought, might start to pull away in this ball game. Omar Martinez led off the inning with a double. And after Felipe De La Cruz struck out Antonio Gomez, Gilbert Gomez came out, made a pitching change. Jake Stevenson came on, and he had some bad luck. The first batter he faced, Garrett Martin, hit a little bloop in his shallow right field that landed in the Bermuda Triangle between the first and second baseman and the right fielder. And that ended up going for a double to put runners at second and third with one out. And then Brenny Ascanio on the very next pitch ripped a double in a right center field to bring home two and give Hudson Valley their largest lead of the game at 4-1. But that was the end of their offensive explosion in the sixth, as after Hudson Valley finally took Baron Stewart out after six innings of one-run ball, the Cyclones' offense immediately sprung to life as the very first pitch thrown by Renegade reliever Cole Ayers was deposited 420 feet to left center field. A solo shot from Mateo Gill, his fourth of the year, made it a 4-2 contest. And then Karel Paz on the very next pitch singled to left. After a wild pitch moved him to second, Omar De Los Santos walked. And then a Kellum Clark singled to left made it a 4-3 game. So Brooklyn had first and second, nobody out, trailing it by one. But Aronel Rodriguez struck out. Nick Morabito grounded out to short. So Brooklyn at second and third and two down. And then a walk to Nick LaRusso. But on the 3-2 pitch to Nick, the ball got away from the catcher, Omar Martinez. Actually, rather, tonight, Antonio Gomez. And so while a walk should have loaded the bases, since the ball got away, Omar De Los Santos scored from third. Kellum Clark went to third. And Brooklyn had drawn even at four. However, Wilfredo Lara would fly out to left to end the inning. And then Hudson Valley in the bottom of the inning would take the lead for good. Rock Reggio walked. And after a line out to right by Jared Serna, an errant throw in from right by Omar De Los Santos tried to throw behind the runner at first, and it got away. Allowed Reggio to advance to second. And after a walk to Avina, a passed ball allowing the runners to take second and third. Another walk to Omar Martinez. It was a four-pitch free pass to Antonio Gomez that forced in a run to give Hudson Valley a 5-4 lead. Back-to-back strikeouts ended the inning, but the damage was done. Brooklyn would go in order against Matt Keating in the eighth. Got a one-out single from Kellum Clark in the ninth, but Brooklyn, a shorthanded bench, had Aranjel Rodriguez hit for himself in the ninth, struck out. And then on the very next toss, Nick Morabito flew out to right to end it as the Renegades take the finale by a final of 5-4. Winning pitcher tonight, Matt Keating. He improves to 3-1. One inning, no runs, no hits, no walks. Struck out two. The loss to Henry. He drops to 0-2. Went one inning, allowed one run. Did not issue a hit, but walked four and struck out two. The save to Houston Morrill is second. One inning, no runs, a hit, no walks, and a strikeout tonight. Final line scores, Brooklyn 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 6. Hudson Valley 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 8. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 36 minutes. In front of another great crowd here in Hudson Valley, 3,133 for the final game of this six-game series. And with a look around the South Atlantic League, as well as the Mets affiliate scoreboard and beyond, here's my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, Justin, thanks so much. We will give you a check of the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long from Wappingers Falls on this Saturday, starting with the South Atlantic League. Handful of games have already gone final other than this one. Couple of crazy games at that as well. Aberdeen and Greensboro in a seesaw affair that saw a total of 24 hits. Aberdeen put up 8 runs in the top of the ninth to come back and defeat the Grasshoppers 11-10. How about that? Greensboro got one back. It was 11-9 going into the bottom of the ninth. Greensboro did get one in the ninth, but they fell just short. An 8-run top of the ninth for the Ironbirds gives them an 11-10 win. Heck of a contest down in North Carolina. Winston-Salem defended their home turf. They defeated the Hickory Crawdads by a score of 6-4. And in another close one, Jersey Shore and Wilmington, it was the Blue Claws on their home turf down in Lakewood defeating the Blue Rocks. Jersey Shore put up a 4 spot in the bottom of the first and never really looked back. They took it 7-6 as Wilmington's comeback effort fell just short. You've got two games that are going on right now. Asheville and Greenville knotted up at 5 in the 11th. So extra innings down in Greenville between those two teams out of the South. And also out of the Southern Division, Bowling Green beating up on Rome right now 12-2. The Hot Rods have 12 runs on 16 hits. So Bowling Green, who entered play today in first place in the South at 9-4, appears to be well on their way to another victory. But finally, Greensboro loses as Aberdeen again puts up that 8 spot in the top of the ninth. That's the story of the night from the South Atlantic League. As far as the Mets affiliate scoreboard is concerned on this Saturday, AAA Syracuse unfortunately was shut out at the hands of Worcester, 4-0 the final. Mike Vassell, the loss in that one, he drops to 3-5. AA Binghamton 5-0 shutout winners over AA Hartford. Luis Moreno, the victory in that one, he improves to 2-2. Binghamton had 5 runs on 9 hits in that contest. And Ryan Clifford put together a multi-hit performance. Stanley Consuegra a double. Clifford also scored a run, drew a couple of walks, as Consuegra goes 1-for-4 with a run as well. And the Rumble Ponies win 5-0 over Hartford. Single A St. Lucie falling to Daytona by a final of 5-2. St. Lucie 2 runs on only 6 hits in that one. And Summer League teams DSL Mets Blue and Mets Orange actually playing one another today. DSL Mets Blue took it 10-2. And the Florida Complex League Mets defeated the FCL Nationals 11-2. Of course, the big league club, they played earlier this afternoon when New York went toe-to-toe with Pittsburgh. And as far as the Mets were concerned on this Saturday, 5-2 winners on the road. They pick up a win on this Saturday. So what's that? I believe two games in now. They have split the first two with the Pirates before they will play two more tomorrow and Monday. Jose Buto the win. Former Cyclone Edwin Diaz picks up his eighth save. So that'll do it for the check of the out-of-town scoreboard before two off days for the Cyclones. And they hit the reset button and hit the road for Wilmington next week, Justin.
Can't remember the last time there was an off day on a Sunday. And I don't know if the Cyclones have ever had an off day on a Sunday in the middle of the season until tomorrow. But the Cyclones will be off tomorrow and Monday before playing at 6 in Wilmington ahead of the All-Star break. It will be a four-day break, or the same break that the Major Leaguers will get before the Cyclones return home on July the 19th against Jersey Shore to start what will be a 9-game homestand. That will be the final multi-week homestand of the season for the Cyclones. But how about Jose Buto, as you mentioned, Johnny, back with the Mets, and I have a feeling he's going to be up with the big league club to stay the rest of the way, whether
as
it be
he should as well.
Whether it be as the rotation or the bullpen, and they could certainly use him in either role. And always great to see Cyclone legends get a chance in the big leagues, and also a hearty congratulations to Eric Orsi, who was called up today by the Mets, had his contract selected from AAA Syracuse. When he makes his debut, will be the 101st former Cyclone to make the big leagues. After the 2 days off, Brooklyn back in action, as you mentioned, Tuesday night on the road in Wilmington against the Blue Rocks, the Nationals affiliate. That'll be on Tuesday, July the 9th. Our coverage on the Cyclones Radio Network will start at 6:20 Eastern time, leading up to the 6:35 first pitch. As always, 15 minutes prior to that scheduled first pitch. I'm sure there will be some roster shuffling over the course of the next couple of days, so no official rotation just yet, but stay tuned to the Brooklyn Cyclones social media channels as well as the team website for all the updates regarding the potential rotation and any roster moves that may or may not come in the next 48 hours. That'll do it for us here tonight on the Cyclones Radio Network as they are trying to unfurl Wade Davis's retired number, and it hit a snag. They were trying to unfurl the banner over the number, and it was stuck on a chair. I'm finally able to get it to go, and all is good. Wade Davis's number memorialized here in Hudson Valley, but that'll do it for us tonight here from Wappingers Falls for the final time in this 2024 season. For our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Hudson Valley and Heritage Financial Park. Your final score tonight, the Renegades 5 and the Cyclones 4. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow, or rather on Tuesday night in Wilmington. But as they set the fireworks off here in Wappingers Falls, good night from downstate New York.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.